Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello. Fakeologist.com, Fakeologist Radio, with beautiful ladies and beautiful Eddie in the room. Please, Didi has 5 minutes. Let's give her 5 minutes.
No, you guys can keep talking. I'll just listen and I'll check off.
Please, Purple Play, repeat what we talked
now
about.
Now I got to remember
on
everything.
On the AI, artificial intelligence. Let's be honest.
Okay.
A drug sniffing dog is artificial intelligence. Yeah.
What?
drug sniffing dog is artificial intelligence. It's not in the interest of a dog to find drugs. It's trained into the dog, but it is a form of artificial intelligence. What it means, right?
Exactly. I was talking to Missam about her recent chat with Fliegen First and a few other people. I hope, I think it was Alto and Ounce of Salt and maybe someone else. But anyway, about AI, and Fliegen First was talking about how it's impossible to get to AI in the way that they keep advertising it to us, like they're making another, like they're going to create human beings just from algorithms and programming code, which I agree with him that there's no way we can get to that point. However, I was thinking maybe they're going to try to dumb down the humans to the points of X's and O's because of all our programming. You know, our language just seems to be shrinking down to a hideous. I mean, English itself is indicative. You can tell all the other languages have so much more wealth to them. You know, there's more meaning in them, whereas English is kind of vanilla and dumbed down, so to speak. Would you agree with that?
We have more than 110 new speak words from our conversations here at fakeologist.com and at IMI Radio.
I feel like the language is hard to communicate.
We make our own language.
With your emotions.
This is language is our best tool. That's the only word. They cannot get to us with language.
Gaia.
No, I will not. So talk about, but language
Didi,
is our
Didi
tool.
Did you want to say something?
I was just saying, like, the language, the English language is created for us. Sorry.
This is Waterman Chris.
Nadir Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Covers.
Von Tassel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
That ad throws you off, you guys. I don't know if it's just me.
it does interrupt. So you were saying?
I just feel like there's a lot of, like, code, like, with the language English, like, how they, like, you know, I'm from Zambia in Africa. And it was British colony, and they brought the British education system and the language English, right? Mm-hmm. But in the communication with, I feel like it lacks in now, like, as a human being, like, you cannot communicate, like, your emotions well through the English language. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's like
right.
Programmed us to be almost like an AI. It's an AI,
exactly.
Probably, like language.
Yeah, maybe that is exactly
so it's
it.
Hard to communicate with the English language. There's a lot of miscommunication, and that's how we're
programming,
like, not connected. Because as humans, we need to be connected with each other. That's our, like, innate in us, you know, when we're here, like in this reality and connecting with each other, you know.
Do you speak the language of Zambia?
Zambia is African. They speak Nyanja. I mean, the British took, no, that's the thing, the British took so much, the education system, they went into the villages, and so, like, where I grew up speaking mainly the English language, and my parents are Indian because they migrated, so I spoke my Indian language at home.
Which Indian?
Gujarati. It's a dialect of Hindi. Hindi is a national
From which
language
region, more or less, in India? Which region?
Gujarat. I mean, from the state of Gujarat, which is a state. And then the city I'm from is Bardoli. Yeah. That's where my parents are from, but I was born and raised in Zambia.
You had a great conversation the other day with a psychologist and others. Now I remember you, Didi. Nice to meet you in person, I mean, acoustically.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I would like to know about all of you. I mean, all of you are very fascinating. I mean, we all have our stories, you know.
We have a lot of time. We are all in lockdown.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I freaking work 10 hours every day with a mask, so I have to go back.
Oh, shit. What job do you do with a mask?
I work in sales.
Okay.
So. Well, you have a new job then. Let's. I mean, ideally,
I
we should spend our time.
I just need to feed the human suit for my work, you know.
Well, we should. You should do sales for us, for fakeologist.com, right? Ideally.
I should do what?
Do sales for fakeologist.com, IMI Radio, Tomlebone.com, Fellowset, right? You should... support
I
us in your
about
brain, right, and be rewarded for that by us, ideally.
That sounds like a good deal. Why not?
So, Purple, if I may ask you, so you think that this estimation or whatever by Chris Kendall that AI can never reach the level of whatever, singularity or consciousness or whatever.
Right.
Do you
right.
agree with that estimation?
I don't think it can, that a machine can, well, like Fliegen first was saying, mm-hmm. there's so many things that you can't predict. It's chaos, like the right brain. The left brain, yes, maybe, but the right brain is, you know, where all our creativity comes from. But, of course, that's one of the things that's under attack, you know. They don't want us to be creative. They want us to, you know, be predictable. Like that's all the data that they're gathering is the predictable data. So of course, if they don't, you know, all this lockdown stuff is, is, I mean, we're pretty predictable now, aren't we? If we can't travel, we can't go to music concerts. We can't, you know, do all the things that we used to do, but it's just kind of, you know, confining us down. I think maybe that's part of the plan to put everybody smaller and smaller into their boxes. I mean, just this, like, even when you were you're just now talking about language, if you go back, all the different languages was a separating of sorts, you know, to separate us all out, to not be able to communicate.
And the Tower of Babel, right? That
right,
is the real
right.
concept, indeed, right? Yeah. Frank is there listening in, the Bible expert in the room.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you just said. I'm not sure, though, this is the only aspect, and I agree also with what Fliegen first said. But I don't think it's the only aspect of this problem, let's say, with artificial intelligence, you know.
But if you notice what's happening today, in, you know, they just keep pounding the same, it's like repetition, you know, which they've always done, which we've had for forever now. You know, and everybody, if you talk to people, it's like, what do you hear? All I hear is stay safe, wash your hands. I mean, all the things that they have been put, and now it's the vaccine. If you love me, you'll take the vaccine. All the language that we're given is just, where does that come from? You know, who's putting that out there? And it is being pounded into us, and everybody is regurgitating.
It's programming, yes. It's programming and Pavlovian.
It's humanism, right? It is artificial intelligence, like you said, and that is the strongest part of artificial intelligence. I think you're right. You don't need to have robots behaving like humans. You need humans behaving like robots. That's what
we're going to meet in the middle, I guess. It's I mean, even remember that movie, that Tom Cruise movie about Vanilla Sky, and maybe they got something, you know, in their back sleeve about they're gonna just wipe your brain and put something else in there.
It's the original Spanish movie of that movie. I haven't seen Vanilla Sky, but Ábrelos Ojos, yes. Open Your Eyes. It's the original name. That's what it's about.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, when I first saw that, that came out, like, gosh, in the 90s, in the late 90s, I think. It was a bizarre movie at the time, but I feel like I need to go back and watch it again because it definitely was a foretelling of sorts because the way they pushed it was like, oh, you can get rid of all your sad memories, all those memories you don't want, just keep the good ones or maybe throw in a couple of new ones that, it's just...
Yes, actually, in the 90s, there was a whole series of movies that were about memory. There was also Memento, a very important movie about memory and loss of memory. Then there was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Ooh, great. Oh.
That was the topic, I think, because in the 90s, there was the start of the internet and the rollout of artificial intelligence of first level and second level.
Minority
and,
Report.
And can you please don't interrupt all the time?
No, I don't interrupt.
It's interrupting the flow of the discussion if you always comment on any word everybody says. Yeah, so I'm... what you said, Purple, I think the aspect that the aim is to simplify existence, to simplify humans, to make them predictable, to destroy natural languages.
The main thing is control.
Exactly.
Control, yeah.
Yes. But I think a problem that we maybe do not really grasp at the moment is that artificial intelligence, regardless if it has consciousness as an autonomous whatever human being, it has an autonomous power of execution of orders. It has the ability, not the power, it has the ability to execute orders and to execute complex instructions, and this is something that humanity has never had. I will tell an example, the global mass media, it's impossible to regulate any information if this is not done by complex artificial intelligence. So it is not so important if the artificial intelligence is as smart as a human being. We know that the aim is to make humans more stupid and not more smart, but if artificial intelligence can handle such complex operations as to regulate day by day and hour by hour what information is being presented from Tokyo to Madagascar and to San Francisco all over the world, that's a very big concentration of power in the hands of very few people.
That's right. And the media is in the hands of very few people. And it has been that way for at least 100 years. There's not that many. We think that there's all this independent, but no, it's all syndicated. And, you know, you can follow it all the way up to like less than a handful of entities that are putting out all this stuff. And it may be put out by an algorithm, but
exactly,
it's still someone is there directing it. There's still somebody who's got the handle on the whole thing.
We got to find this guy and give him a shot.
Sorry to interrupt, but one idea I have to share. Sorry, I want to interrupt now. I see a bucket of dirty crawling octopus.
You think it's an octopus?
There are corporations, states. There all are octopuses, right?
Well,
not necessarily
eight legs, but
I mean, they're all with these arms. They're all functioning like that, and they're fighting with each other. It's fighting.
No,
it's
they're
not
all
one,
walking in
one pyramid.
Yeah,
it's not one. There's not one. One world order, one idea. That's not the case. That's not how the world works. It's not one pyramid. Not one triangle. No, it's different families and groups fighting with each other. Aiming for control, like you said.
Well, I don't know. I think it is more pyramidic. Because, I mean, if you look at all the corporations, they're all doing the same thing. They're all putting out the same stuff all at the same time. Like all this, all the Black Lives Matter stuff has, I mean, that came out like fast. Really, really huge. And
like we are all Charlie Hebdo. Remember that?
Say again?
We are all Charlie Hebdo. That was the PSYOP in Paris.
Right,
in
right.
2015 or 16, I don't remember. Yeah. Within 1 hour, there were 100,000 people in Paris carrying this poster, which was prepared industrially. It was all the same. We are Charlie Hebdo. I mean,
like one quarter of my Facebook contacts had a flag like that. 25% immediately. Yeah, same. Yeah.
Yeah, it was industrial level psyopery. And
right.
BLM is the same.
Yeah.
Just so
switch.
I mean,
literally switch.
And the Occupy, remember the Occupy thing? That was all pretty staged.
Manufactured. Yeah.
And very, how do you call it? Very all the same. It's like everybody
very
came out with
the
same,
same
sign. The same message.
They're not creative, right?
Yes.
They're not creative. We are. They're not.
The Occupy,
I
think, came
slave.
Out the black
man. I mean,
us they,
talking about this means we're not a slave. Right? Please, Didi, yeah.
Say again, Didi? Oh, yeah,
sorry, I was like, the Occupy, I remember because I'm in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon. Where it is like the headquarters for fucking Occupy, Black Lives Matter, and I feel like it was this plan. It was started with Occupy, and then after that, the homeless epidemic just quickly just like came fast because it. I've been in Portland for 15 years, and it just like accelerated, you know, after the Occupy.
Yeah.
I think the Occupy, I don't know about the Black Lives Matter, if it was already then, but in those years there was also this whole anonymous psyopery, this Op Mayhem and Op WikiLeaks and Op this anonymous stuff with
anonymous,
this masked man. And
so do you think they're all the same from the same program or whatever, like...
I think it's from the same, operators, or from the same think tanks, or from the same, operational group. Or
yeah,
something.
Because I feel like these are like Black Lives Matter, because I've seen the Antifa and all of them, and I feel like they're being paid to destroy
damage.
Sure,
some of
damage.
Them are. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them are. A lot of them, because when I saw the protests in March, you know, like, they did not look like they were from the city, from Portland people. They looked like they were from out of town. So I feel like they brought, I mean, I could be wrong, we don't know, but I feel like they were brought here to damage, protest, just acting like crisis actors, you know.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
Back in Holland, I was friends with a girl who was a protester, and she was like a squatter and so, right? Intelligent girl, and later married and settled and so, but, and she told me, it's completely out in the open that there are silent agents all around that is instigating things. And in the U.S., why not? The most militaristic country in the world. Come on. Please remember Boston lockdown. One joker, the whole city was locked down with military vehicles. This was reality in Boston, 2013.
Do you remember that, I don't know how old you guys are, but do you remember the Talking Heads? They have a song that they, now I can't remember the name of it, but it's, the words were, you know, we act like housewives. Where, you know, like they're talking about people who are incognito, basically just out there in the world. What's the name of that song?
I don't remember that song, really.
Do you know who the Talking Heads are? Anybody?
I'm sure the
older people.
I will look it up. If you can find this the name, then I'll look it up.
I'll be back in 2 hours. I get off in 2 hours. If you're still,
can you listen? Can you listen in while we're
Gaia
talking?
Will be around in 2 hours, Didi.
Yeah, no worries.
I have to work with people. I cannot be on the
phone. Yeah, no worries.
Nice talking to you, Didi.
Yeah, very nice. Please come back, but listen in if you can.
I will.
Okay.
This is like I love talking to you guys. So thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good time, huh? Try not to be. I don't know. Try not to be unhappy.
You're not a slave.
You guys made my day. I'll be happier at work when I go back.
Cool.
Hey, cool. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
See you soon.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Oh, that was fast. Wow. Nice. But that's it, right? We should support each other. We're not slaves. We should deprogram as well, right?
You're talking like a church sometimes. We should.
No.
Leave us alone, Gaia.
I am at a safe distance away, 9,000 kilometers.
Didi was saying, was asking if we are, I don't know how old you are, maybe you remember the Talking Heads. I wanted to say, I am too old for the Talking Heads. I remember them, but I hated them.
You're not too old. They were in the 80s, I think.
I hate the 80s, Purple.
You don't like
it was the most terrible period of music and more and fashion and
it horrible,
was so
horrible,
disgusting.
Everything. Yeah, disgusting. Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. You can act like your mask will save the whole world, leaving
common sense behind. I think that was an 80s song.
That was an 80s song,
yeah.
For sure, because Up loves the 80s.
I know.
I confess, I did too. Sorry. All right, let's see if I can find that song. I got to go look in.
Yeah, if you can play it, maybe it's easier.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I can play it, but I can tell you the name of it.
I know the song you're talking about, but and to listening to you ladies, please listen. You're going too fast. Please keep talking. I have my time left.
Let's see. Talking Heads.
The sound.
The shift is, this should support our lives, our wisdom, sharing our wisdom like this. The value of these talks is so enormous. Nobody talks at these levels in the world. With so much combined knowledge of psyops, of the psychology of it all, the control mechanisms, everything. Nobody. Find someone else who talks at our level and let's connect and let's expand our network.
There's lots of people here that talk, but I mean, they just don't always, I mean, that understand us. They just don't always come on and talk.
No, but at our level, there are no other podcasts, no other people talking like us. There are people talking at comparable levels to our wisdom, all right? The research we have done, the people we have listened to. But they're not at our level combined with what we talk about, with all our knowledge of psyops and life, because we all have we are above 40, every one of us, right? That is important,
okay.
All this life experience.
I think I found it, and I think it's called Life During Wartime.
Oh.
Very apropos.
Whoa, this is, keep talking to these books.
This is the checkers game where grandson and granddad will bond. Right. Hearing more? What?
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, and I was listening, but I will sample this from iMyRadio. But it's a good song. I know the song. It's not really audible at the level that it should be, but yeah.
Anyway, everybody's muted.
No, I was thinking of something. Going with this analogy that I see, the metaphor of the octopuses, because that's what I see. It is all these things that work like they're looking for control over their octopus, and it's all based on power and violence. What we are is a coral reef. We form an ecosystem together with all our knowledge, or our wisdom, or our research, or our level of understanding of the control mechanisms there are, right?
Well, I think the what I was listening to the song, obviously that was in the 80s before the internet, so maybe that's how they gathered data before. You know, they just fanned people out and
absolutely, yeah,
gathered.
And what they're going to do, I think, is imagine they wipe the internet age. Imagine that. Yeah. Then you go back to, indeed, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I was born in 79. So, but the 80s think about it, that's always fashion. It was this space fashion, right? It was complementing the fake space travel. So if you take a snapshot of that time and you wipe the rest later, right? I see that as a possibility. Then in the future understanding of people, people would think that people were living on the moon and so. Just from the fashion of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And their culture, the video clips, everything. The game, the first video games, right?
Well, the other thing I was, you know, going back to what we were talking about, what has, you know, I was thinking about as far as a lot of the stuff that now is happening is we live in our heads more than actually being out there. So that goes along with, you know, the more they pound stuff in our heads and we think whatever is thrown in there and, you know, all the virtual reality and they can tell us whatever they want and we're,
but then, sorry, that's only if you watch things. I don't watch anything, any media. The only thing is reading.
Right, but I'm not talking about us.
That's important. But in your language, we talked about language, right? You identify yourself with the enormies, with these people who do that.
Well, I guess I'm just calling the human race. So I identify
as a kid.
Human race.
Just as a kid. Now we are muted. There are mutants among us, so it doesn't exist anymore. So,
well, yeah, okay. Like you said, that was my thought as far as, you know, they're moving us towards living in our heads. So it's much easier to control you when you're like not living in reality. You're actually living in a matrix, so to speak, or a, you know, a video game, virtual reality.
iBots, right? Matrix, bots.
Well, that's what I was thinking about when they were having that great discussion last week. And so now that we've lost Mism, but...
She was quiet. Maybe she went to sleep.
She probably got sleepy, yeah. I don't know if Eddie wants to say anything. He's still
please,
here.
Peter, Eddie.
I've never.
Your English
never
is spoken. Good enough, Eddie, please. Come on, speak up, man.
Where are you from, Eddie?
I'm a German speaking guy and I understand you, but my English skill is not so good that I can talk fast with you.
I see. And you, where are you from?
Germany, or you want to know?
You are in Germany. Okay. Interesting. I have a friend who is German. She would probably, be able to speak with you in German if she were here. Maybe someday I can get her to come on the Fakeologist data site, but she was actually born in Germany and she's been here for probably 25 years.
Yeah, okay. That would be great.
And she does speak very, very good German still. Anyway, what about Ounce of Salt? Are you there?
I mean, I can do translation if it's needed, by the way. I've heard Eddie speaking in his native tongue and language, and this guy is fucking intelligent, which doesn't come out with his English. I can help you learn a bit more English, Eddie, because I teach language, right? We should teach each other. But now, I mean, let's not go, let the language barrier... I speak something in German and speak to the German listeners of fakeologist.com. That's important. There's a whole country, no more than one country, right?
What attracts you to fakeologist, Eddie, from Germany?
Mism invited me. I met her up on a Zoom call and she said that I can find here some interesting stuff for me.
And what are you thinking so far? Are you finding it interesting?
Yes, I do.
What's your general view of things like atomic bombs and so on? Do you think they exist?
I'm not really sure. I heard many opinions about it.
Are you open to the idea that they may not exist?
Yes.
Probably being open to ideas is more important than being convinced by them.
Let's ask you the question, Eddie. Why make it if you can fake it?
That is
ask
true.
Any woman in bed, ask her to be honest, why make it if you can fake it? Right? Your school project, last minute. I ask you to make a bomb that can destroy the world. What do you do? You cannot make it. It's impossible. So what do you do?
Well, beans were on a Fakeologist site. That's kind of, you know, a given answer.
Eddie, can I ask a slightly different topic? Are you from the former East or the former West Germany?
I'm from the West Germany.
And do you perceive that the country has been united or that there's still a divide between East and West?
There was no U nation because there are lands in Poland which is still occupied. And wait a minute, how does it call?
So you're saying that the
es gibt Lande in Poland.
In international law, it is still German.
Still German, yeah, yeah.
So
I'm
there was
that,
no unation. Yeah. It is not true in that point.
And in fact, my next door neighbour is from that place.
Poland, you mean, or
he is. The place he's from now is now called Poland, but his father was a German officer in the Second World War.
Okay.
And he fled to Australia after the war?
He didn't flee to Australia. They migrated. His father spent quite a long time in a prisoner of war camp in Germany, and then there was quite a lot of Germans, Italians and so on that came to Australia from about 48, 49 onwards.
Organized ships, organized... human trafficking, like today, all around, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, yeah. And that's quite a large piece of land. That's the part of land near the port. So for most people that might be listening, the piece of Germany we're talking about is the bit that joins onto the North Sea, where all the major ports were. Gdansk and so on. Now called Gdansk. But do you perceive that the part of East Germany that came into join up with what we called West Germany, is that largely just one place now, in your opinion, or is it still quite different?
Different in which point of view?
Well, I'm interested in how you perceive it more than anything else.
Well, the places are not separate in any kind of way or cultural, but on a historical point of view, there was no.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, everybody. This is Farce Value, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
So you don't perceive any cultural difference at all?
No.
So quite incredible to me.
Hey, Frank.
Hello, how are you, young fellow?
Not too bad. That was not Farce Value. Well, it did not sound like Farce Value. And that last bumper. Eddie 1711, where are you from, mate? Is he from Germany, is he?
He's from Deutschland.
Yes. Deutschland?
Yes.
Ausfahrt. Remember when you want to get off the Autobahn? It's an Ausfahrt, isn't it?
I didn't understand what you said.
Oh.
Excuse me, my English is not so good.
Yeah, I can tell. It's not your first language. That's right.
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can count in German, but that's about it. I can't talk German. Rick and Rollo will be on air at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be joined by Johnny's List, so I'm just coming in to do a shameless plug. I get noticed Geyer and Purple Player here also, Frank, but thank you for being so awesome, and let me apologize once again for not saying au revoir on the on our reunion podcast, but how's life down in Melbourne, Frank? How's it going?
It's just extremely beautiful.
Is it? Unlike Dan Andrews. Unlike Dan Andrews.
Who is just the most heinous of people.
Isn't he just the most heinous of people, yes. Don't worry, we've got the same thing up here with Gladys Berejiklian, and then up in Queensland, Anastasia Palaszczuk. I tell you, they're a bunch of nutters. I've got some really good new stuff to talk about. I went to about my court case, so thank you, Frank, for all the cogent advice that you're offering me, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
So you've put some paperwork in, have you?
I've got, yeah, I went, and I don't want to give too much away for the Rick and Rollo, but if you want to come and join us, you're more than welcome, and I'll go through it at length, if you know what I mean.
Be interesting.
I'll just listen in, and what's Guy got to say about COVID-19? Is he...
He's got plenty to say about everything, Rollo.
Yeah. I've got plenty to say about him, but me and him, well, we've got some things to fix before I can forgive him, if you know what I mean.
Doesn't sound like he's seeking forgiveness, though, Rollo. That's the issue, I guess.
I could forgive. I think I've got it in my nature to forgive. I mean, Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, it's going to be a lot harder. And Karen Borg, it'll be a lot harder to forgive those guys for what they've done to the world economy. But if they can use all their money and help what they've done, irreversible.
I don't really care about the economy. What I am saddened by is the way that they have instilled fear into people.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And almost certainly shorten their lives as a result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you clearly. It's like people see what's on the TV and the radio, or listen to what's on the radio, and they believe it.
Mm.
Like, they don't understand propaganda, and they haven't done any research into this is how the world works. Propaganda.
Well, they don't have a view that they have an enemy, Rollo.
Mm. There's nothing wrong with having an enemy. We wouldn't
There's
have
nothing
that
wrong
awesome
with having
movie.
An enemy.
We wouldn't. Yeah. No, sorry, I was lighting a cigarette. We wouldn't have the awesome movies if you've got to have an antagonist and a protagonist at the same time. And I like to think of myself as the protagonist and you as the antagonist. You're not my enemy.
He's the antagonist.
Where are you going with that?
I was just thinking, you know, when people say there's the Antichrist, in your case, it's the antagonist.
Well, look, I can't say I read the Bible in Luke 11, but I can say the Lord's Prayer if you want me to. Our Father,
why not?
Who art in
heaven, sure we'll all benefit.
Hallowed be thy name. Our kingdom come, as on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those. It's so long since I've said it, that have trespassed against us. Give us this day our Oh, come on, help me out, Frank.
Help him out, Frank.
Yeah.
I just think you're going so well. It's from
I
the
know.
Heart.
For thine is the power, the kingdom, and the glory. Amen. How about that? It's okay,
Rollo, but the best bits you left out as far as I'm concerned.
Tell me the best bits.
Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil.
For thine is the power and the glory on earth. Forever and ever. Amen. Is that it? I don't know.
That's it.
Well, I did. How do you do the Hail Marys? You said to do 10 Hail Marys, and I had to go and grab
I said 9 Hail Marys and 11 How's Your Fathers.
At least you got a sense of humor. A sense of humor is everything.
And tuppence to the poor box.
Mm. Are you a Catholic, are you, Frank?
No, it's the Catholics that have all that stuff. They make me laugh. You can buy your way. You can have all your sin redeemed by giving the Pope some gold.
Yeah, that's
indulgence.
Right. Yeah, we give the one of the pardon for murder. And when I was a kid, school wasn't secular,
you
had to go to scripture at school. Did you have to go to scripture? I did, and or religious studies, whatever they changed the word to. But I couldn't stand the Catholic guy, so I changed my religion from Catholic to C of E, Church of England, Anglican. I changed it because I just couldn't stand the guy that was, and then I hated that as well. And then I just went, fuck it, I don't want to be here. Fuck it, I don't want to be here. And that's the only time I copped the cane at school. For,
Hey!
Hello?
That's the reason, the main reason for the Catholic Church and its methods is to make you hate the Bible.
Yeah, I was caned. I was caned because,
like my father was.
By
my
principal. I just didn't want to have any part of it.
Play.
But the thing is, get this.
Am I coming through?
Yeah, I hear you clearly.
Yes, you're coming through.
I'm just trying to make my point just before.
Okay. That's when I felt I should interrupt.
You're right, Ab. I was caned, but they never made me go back to scripture at all, or religious studies, because they knew I wasn't going to be a part of it. I didn't want to be.
Roller. Trust the plan.
Take two.
Trust the plan.
Yeah, but.
You're coming.
Roller. I have to share with you that Molly, when hearing your voice, came up to me and went, licking my ear when you were talking. Please, one thing, talk to Rick. Let him talk to me, and we make this all right. Okay, Rollo? Yeah?
Sure.
Forgiveness is important. We need each other. Let Rick talk to me. We talk in person, him and me, and we make this happen. Okay?
We'll be on Rick and Rollo in 7 hours.
Best of luck with your fourth phase and your show.
I think what he's saying, Rollo, is
Molly,
can you get your people
Molly,
to call my people? Get your people to call my people, is what he's saying.
Gaia. Give Molly a nice pat from me. A nice pat, right now.
She's on my lap, and she's listening to you.
Yes, she's lovely. I love Molly.
Wow, we're bringing continents together on fakeologist.com.
Fun Gaia. The Daily Bread, tomorrow the Daily Bread. Fun Gaia.
Yeah. That is
right, Frank.
That is exactly right, Purple Play. You're correct. That's exactly what happened.
We started out with a prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Yeah, I know. It's a good one. Only one I know.
It's the only one I know.
The only one apparently we need.
I only half know it. Frank had to help me out with the other half.
You guys, have you discussed tonight Israel? What's going on there?
No.
Or
I have to say what I have been thinking about. You published an article, Ab, about fear, about some Greek philosopher that put the goats near the.
Yes. Is that true? Is that a real story, do you think?
Well, I don't care, but even if it's not, it's very effective storytelling.
Yes.
Very,
I think it's obvious, don't you?
I beg your pardon?
I think it would be obvious.
Yeah.
That's on fakeologist.com/blog. I put a lot of stuff on there. You should go there, Gaia.
What's the name of the post here?
Well, the post name, I don't remember. I do so many posts, but fear is in the name for sure. It was a thread I pulled off Twitter. It was difficult to pull off, but I got it. And, it's very powerful.
Very, very... Powerful description of what's going on.
Yeah, it's very powerful. But
so,
in Israel, they're introducing the green pass, where you can only get a pass to move around in society is if you get an inoculation or if you take a test every 2 weeks. So allegedly Pfizer is the only one that's injecting people over there. And of course people are getting pretty sick, which is the point. And, Pfizer is allowing Pfizer so they can have one fun poisons so they can study everybody more easily than if you mix up all the different poisons, different companies. And they want to introduce the Green Pass to the EU in the summer, which means it's coming to a town near you real soon. So they're really ramping it up as if they weren't already. So they want people to know what's going on in Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the vaccine they're trying to bring in here, I think, is AstraZeneca or something. Did I name that right?
You did. Yeah. AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca, yeah.
And already, the world's most egregious science guy on the ABC, Norman Swan, is saying the AstraZeneca thing is nowhere near as good as the other one and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. All right, Ab, I'm at the blog, so which blog post would you like me to read?
Well, the last couple maybe have Israel in them. I'm not sure. I have a lot of...
I'll go top down. Ready? Okay,
sure.
So here we go. Nuts and bolts of propaganda. The voice of Pelham is one of many dozens of media outlets which receives taxpayer subsidies as, in quotes, COVID relief, a reasonable person may wonder what degree that impacts the content they cover. Now, this is from canucklaw.ca, many other pandemic...
Yeah, that's just
bust.
A story how the government last year started bailing out all these old mainstream media publications. So all these old paper publications are getting federal government money. Therefore, they're beholden to the federal message. It's the nuts and bolts of how the propaganda is being propagated. And make no mistake, it's propaganda, because even the New Zealand Prime Minister, Crime Minister, let it out that they are
just
propagandizing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
I put that on FakoTube as well.
Okay.
They're shameless. They're out in the open. The Sabbatean pranks are just, their cards are right on the table. If you choose not to look at the cards, then you are guilty of being willfully ignorant. So whatever happens to you, you can't say you weren't warned.
Mm. All right. Let's go to the next one. Now, this is just, you're just putting out printable graphics here, is it? COVID Mythbusters? You're just giving printable graphics? This is goldpadias.com.
That's a graphic you can click on, and you can look at some printable graphics. That's interesting.
Okay. Next one is Thumbs Up Movement. Site gets updated, so thumbsupmovement.net. So what's that all about, Thumbs Up Movement?
Other graphic, a pin you can put on
Another
your body.
Graphic, yeah, sure.
You can put on your body, thumbs up if you know it's a hoax. That way you can walk around with a button on your shirt.
Sure.
And
good on you.
Not a bad,
yeah,
not a bad
one,
idea.
The next Yep. Next one's global apartheid. With 17 rule Israel leading the way, and I can see a picture of our old mate there. What's his name again? Soccer.
David Icke. Yeah. That's the video that you should watch if you want to understand what's going on in Israel right now.
Yep. Well, if I get Velocet on the Rick and Rollo tonight, we'll play it. Like guinea pigs. Here we go. Dropping like guinea pigs. Even if this is all BS, as you've written this, you'd be crazy to inject any heavy metals into your bloodstream. The UK government's reporting system of COVID vaccine adverse reactions from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency released their latest report to this day, March 4, 2021. The report covers data collected from December 9, 2020 to February 21, 2021 for the experimental COVID vaccines currently in use in the UK from Pfizer and AstraZeneca. They report a total of 460 deaths and 240,612 injuries. 460 dead, 243,612 reported injuries from COVID-19 vaccines reported in the UK, and this is from healthimpactnews.com. Wow.
That sounds acceptable.
Higher.
That's acceptable. That's an acceptable number.
Will that go in as a COVID death?
Well, I don't know. It's a vaccine injury, I guess. Yeah,
it's hard to tell. Everything is a COVID test. Everything. COVID is a concept in everyone's mind, except from people living in the Amazon, right? So it is attributing to deaths. Period. Everything is connected. Come on.
So if you go to the beach and have a swim and you drown, yeah, it's COVID.
That's COVID. Unacceptable. You can't die that way. That's unacceptable.
If people die at the beach,
then we've got to block the beaches off. That's not acceptable.
Frank, did you get a tsunami from the earthquakes?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
There was a tsunami of stuff on the TV. But not in reality.
Oh, really?
But nothing happened here.
In the media, they're not in reality. That's a good one.
Yeah, there were no tsunamis here.
We are building an ark here with all our knowledge here now and reading the... Thank you, Rollo. Thank you. Reading the blog post of fakeologist.com/blog is the arc of knowledge, is what we're doing now, preparing for the tsunami, because the internet will be reset. That's the great reset. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. So everything we do now, we need to store physically in a secret place, and you don't tell anyone where you store this. And that's what IMI Radio and fakeologist.com provide.
Thank you.
This is Jeff Sand, dude.
Laura Marsh.
Mr. Venetian.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Let's go to the next blog
post.
It's
funny, I thought I was just venting.
Yeah, this is the next one's House of Covades cards. Ab's written this. Will they get their biosecurity state infrastructure in place before the house falls? This is the House of Covades cards, which is a beautiful graphic. And this comes from cluesforum.info. Ab?
Well, you can read the graphic. It's very demonstrative of what's happening. Yeah, I'm curious.
So at the top of the graphic, it says, do not question, crime scene, do not enter, do not approach, the narrative, do not investigate, risk of collapse, hold it together, debate is off limits, fragile. And it's all police tape in front of the House of Cards, where the House of Cards says COVID vaccine is properly tested. And then it goes, no conflict of interest for government advisors, masks prevent transmission, lockdown, asymptomatic transmission is proven, PCR test is reliable for all for infection diagnosis. There you go, yeah. That's a good graphic. Did Simon Schacht draw that? Who drew this? Fantastic.
Probably the guy from Mad Magazine, is it?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really, really well. I mean, not Disney quality. Well, I'm talking about old Disney cartoon stuff. All right, okay. No need to lie to the slaves. Sustained propaganda. This is on Fake HU by Bing. They want their security for freedom so badly they can't hear the lies. Ab? He's probably working. Electronic Auschwitz in Israel right now. Insane that this is happening in the place that you would least expect it. Now you know why Jews worldwide did not want to go to Israel during Hitler's reign. Israel fears the Holocaust is coming.
Well, that's true, because the only reason I'm here is because my grandfather was hiding. Because always other family was so-called gassed by carbon monoxide in Sobibor on the same day in 1943, but they were shipped to Israel, I think. Because my grandparents went living for half a year in Israel. My grandmother didn't speak any Hebrew, my grandfather didn't speak any Hebrew. Why the fuck would they go live in Israel? I think they would take care of their parents and so. And that's where I think they went, shipped. Frank was talking. Please, Rollo, read on.
Yeah. Well, this is from, let me just say, it's from BitChute via BitSlide. So, it's on FakeHTube. All right, so the next one. Mayors of megacities and mega regions plus mega corporations minus countries equals New World Order Superstructure 2030. Now, this is...
So you'll be interested to know, Rollo, that in Australia, shires and, you know, like places like the city of Greater Geelong, they don't mm-hmm. actually exist in law. So, yeah, when they pull that stuff here, those organisations don't actually exist. There's no, in Australia anyway, there's no constitutional or legal.
Yeah, this is where I'm out of my depth, and this is why, unfortunately, I'll need a criminal lawyer when I go to court in 3 weeks' time.
Sure.
For
well, that's a
questioning
good idea.
COVID. Yeah, I don't like criminal lawyers. I've dealt with lawyers before for conveyancing and other things, but, you know, because I've been out of my depth. But this is, I will need a lawyer, and I will get one. But I'll have Rick there and a few other people there backing me up.
SMJ,
but I don't think
SMJ can help out.
Yeah, you'll bring SMJ over there. Here, let's listen to Chris. Let's listen to Adur, and let me know if you can hear this.
Oh, let's play.
Hold on.
And I will just reiterate again, was an individual who had gone through managed isolation. We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full.
You getting that?
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Just
turn it up.
Okay, hold on. Crank her up a bit.
Crank it.
2 week period of sustained propaganda.
He's going to repeat it. Don't repeat it.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2 week period of sustained propaganda.
Wow.
2 week period of sustained propaganda. Sustained propaganda.
Yeah, I heard you, Jacinda. Sustained propaganda. Yeah. How the hell
go,
they
eh?
Get away with saying that shit?
And that's what I said. You don't need to lie to the slaves anymore. Just tell them straight.
Just come out and say it. Yeah.
Why not?
Fucking hell.
And the next one was a guy named Shai Dannon. I've never heard of him, but he's some kind of podcaster, and he was on with David Icke.
Million people.
And
they're
just sounding the alarm of what's going on in Israel.
The Pfizer, it's not a vaccine, you know. It's a genetically modifying substance.
Yeah,
and
so about 9 million people in Israel the last time I looked. So
so there you go. It's not even a vaccine by their definition. It's just a, it's chemotherapy, I believe. I believe that's what
it is. But not only that, it's control. It's control, I mean, you know, these passports. I mean, they're bringing them in here. They want them. Do you remember, Frank, in 1987, they tried to bring the Australia card in? And we did have, you know, I was a little bit too young in 87. I was only 17 years old. I didn't know what they were trying on. But they trying this control thing, and Australians weren't having it. They just said, no, we don't want the Australia card. Yeah. But now they're trying another route to this total selling total control.
Yeah. I was at dinner last night, and all my friends that we were at dinner with had just received text messages and emails telling them they need to renew their passport.
What does that mean, do you think?
Well, we don't know. We're trying to work out if it's a scam or whether it's a government push to get people to renew their passports.
I mean, your travel passport, not this COVID passport they want to bring in.
No, it's going to be a COVID passport, yeah.
Yeah. That's what Klaus Schwab he wants.
The other groovy thing I got. Groovy thing I got was, don't buy your vaccination online. People are selling, you know, the latest fair campaign is you should get your vaccine through the approved channels.
What, they want you to pay for the vaccine? I mean, I thought it was like they were going to, you know, mandate and stick it.
Some people are so terrified they're, you know, they're prepared to go on the black market to get their vaccine.
Oh, you've got
to
be. Buy that shit? Go buy some cocaine or goddamn heroin.
Can you buy it on eBay? Because you can't get the Dr. Seuss books on eBay.
But you can.
Apparently Dr. Seuss is racist now or something. What the fuck is that?
What about the Sneetches? That was the only book that really resonated with me. That's where the half the Sneetches were.
I like
the
lore. The
other half didn't. You know the Sneetches?
I like
the places you will go.
That
was my favorite.
Oh, right.
I like The Lorax, which, you know, was about environmentalism. There's nothing wrong with The Lorax. I thought The Lorax was great. Anyway, Jeff speaks more truth, drunk. Now, Lucy and I are exhausted if you don't like this. What's this one? Jeff speaks more. Is this Jeff, the guy down in Mexico?
That's correct. He was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you should listen to that podcast. You might be able to resonate a bit. He's spilling some.
Jeff Berwick. I like Jeff Berwick. I'd love to go to Mexico and meet him. Yeah, so Jeff Berwick drunk sounds awesome to me. I mean, the guy.
I must say though, I'm very dubious of his claim that he's safe in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm not sure he is totally convinced he is either.
It's a bit like Roland's belief in Mr. Trump.
Well, I have a
They're
massive
not cracking
in
down
the
in the same way in Mexico. I'm not sure it's as organized as other places in the world. It might be a little harder to organize since they might not have the infrastructure of public health terrorists in place.
Did you see Joe Biden is getting worse and worse by the day, and now Dr. whatever his wife's name is answering questions from the media for him? Who voted for her? She should shut the fuck up. And they're putting more razor wire around Washington, D.C. They're fortified
there,
even
you
more.
Figure, man? What do you think's going on?
They're fortifying. They're fortifying. Because I reckon Americans will maybe one day I'll wake up like, and, you know, that pathetic thing on January 6th where the police let them into the White House.
Well,
not the White House, but in the...
You
know,
did
you
know that?
Building.
Did you watch the reconstruction video? That was a staged event.
Yeah.
Even the hallway door that they were running up against, that was a prop.
Oh, really? I did not see that.
Did not even belong there. They even rolled it in with Hollywood shattered glass, shatterproof glass.
It was a massive psyop type...
It was a hyper-realistic drill portrayed as real.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
We don't even know if that particular part with the shooting and whatnot was filmed that day. It could have been done any time. Why would you need it? I wouldn't do it when everyone is around. That would be risky.
I know someone who was there, and they said they did not see any of that stuff.
Ah, that's perfect, see?
And she put that on Facebook, and all her friends... and some of her clients unfriended her.
Well, that's part of the science. And that's more proof that you can be there. You could have been staring at the Twin Towers on 9/11 all day long and just seen smoke bombs or small demolition of the holes in the buildings. But who are you going to tell? That's the whole point that I've made. Even if you did... Even if there were real witnesses, who would they tell? There's no one to tell.
I saw some awesome footage, 9/11 footage. These people who came out and like again, it looked real to me. Where they came out because they wanted to film, you know, the first tower that got hit, and they pointed their camera up and bang, that actual fireball that comes through the South Tower. Yeah, it came out exactly the way we saw it, but no plane. It was just the explosion out of the tower, and the plane was inserted afterwards on all the mainstream media, but it was fantastic.
No, it wasn't inserted afterwards. It would have been inserted long before. Movies aren't made the day
you
watch them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
exactly. What were you saying, Purple Play?
What this woman was saying at the Washington, D.C. thing, she said everyone was peaceful. All the crowd was, you know, mostly Trump supporters, and they were calm. There wasn't any of what they showed there at all. And she was telling people that, you know, she was, I don't know, like impressed or she was happy that she was there amongst all these like-minded people, and it was a very, you know, uplifting, positive experience. And then she comes home and sees all this stuff on the news. It's like, I didn't see any of that stuff. So,
and that's why Trump, if he was really on our side, he could have said, listen, that didn't happen as we're told. They stage events, especially if he was on his way out and knew it.
He could have brought footage.
No, he could have just said, and even if he already has half of America that doesn't like him, or maybe less than half, who knows, he could have told the truth at any time.
Right. Well, you were the one who said with, you know, all his power or whatever, he could have created his own YouTube channel and
of course he could have, or his own Twitter. I would have joined his Twitter, so would have Rollo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why?
A lot of people.
What is so great about Twitter? Nothing. It's just a lousy software program. It's a corporation that allegedly loses hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's not even a real business, which tells you something about
right.
it. Who's
they
running
were,
it?
They were ready to go down before Trump came along. He actually propped
well,
them
it's,
up.
Yeah, it's not a business model. It's not a real business model. Especially if you're hosting the entire world, then something has to pay for it.
Most of the Silicon Valley social media platforms are run this way. None of them.
Well, yeah,
none of them turn a profit.
Well, they're run to gather information, and
right.
and also modify. Listen, if
they get money from the government,
we know that Twitter is heavily edited because the other thing is I've seen web. I have a website, as you know. I get tons of spam. Now you don't see it because software catches it or I delete it. The point is, Twitter, if it wasn't edited, would be full of everything and anything. It would be a mess because there's robots, there's computer programs, algorithms that would fill it up with junk, advertising, everything you can think of. So it's heavily edited. So if you're already there heavily editing something, keeping the automated advertisers away, then you may as well edit it to your view of the world. And that's what they do. If Trump...
Well, whoever's paying them.
Sure. Fakeologist is heavily edited. I don't... Nobody... Most people can't comment on the blog because they don't want to register. That's the way I've set it up. I could change it at any time. But the point is that all these sites have to be heavily edited for multiple reasons.
Thank you.
Twitter...
Do you want me to move to the
even
next
our,
blog?
Even our Discord here. No. We don't just let anyone on because someone could come in and just start yelling and screaming and swearing and disrupting and making it a rotten environment. So this is another...
No, it's time for lubricant!
Right, this is
you mean
another...
Like, heavy... You mean drunk people?
Yeah, we're heavily edited as well. So the idea that Twitter isn't censored is kind of ridiculous. Of course, it has to be to be usable. And,
all right, let's go to the next blog post. A doctor you should listen to. If the reprehensible, in quotes, body governing and muzzling doctors for using their God-given brains to sort lies from truth is threatening a doctor, then they're worth listening to. I've read her tweets for a while, and she tells nothing but truth. Support her. Now, this is tweets by Doc A-U-R-G. The
yeah,
regulatory...
Dr. Kolvinder.
Yeah, let me
doctor.
Read this. The regulatory body for doctors in Ontario has issued three separate cautions to a pediatrician following a series of complaints about her tweets on COVID-19 and the pandemic. And this your source is the Ontario College of Physicians, Surgeon cautions doctor after complaints about COVID-19 tweets. Go ahead.
Right. Well, she was tweeting a lot of truth for a long time, and I'm surprised it's taken this long for somebody to complain about her. But she knows there's no virus, no COVID. She knows that the solution is worse than the disease, if there is one. And she's just finally been – now they're trying to take away her right to practice, which is – that is the – that is the absolute way that they get you. Regulatory bodies of all these professionals will censor you. That's what's happening to her. Let me just play, if you'd like. Listen to this guy talking about what's going on in Israel here. This is from Instagram.
You know, with Insight to Israel and Chocolates for Heroes. And here in Haifa, we're getting ready to do a shooting for a movie.
Is that coming through?
And I'm the lead role.
Yeah, turn it up, Ab. Turn it up.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right, let's have a take two on that.
I need to know what's happening here in Israel. I just got unblocked from Facebook after 30 days, and I have to be careful about everything I say because I could be blocked again. Right now, the government is using the Ministry of Justice to monitor Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Telegram. They are blocking, banning, and deleting, and will even criminally prosecute anyone that has any negative voice against the vaccine that's literally, not by government standards, but by government advertisement, anything negative said about the vaccine. This is not a vaccine in the truest international medical definition. This is a synthetic drug that hasn't been tested. It hasn't been tried because Israel is leading the way in this vaccination. They want everyone vaccinated. That's the goal. Right now, if you don't take the vaccination, you're segregated in your job. Your job, your employment's being threatened. There are principals of schools that are saying...
Anyway, that you should watch that.
No, I hear what the guy's saying. Yeah, eugenics, euthanasia, it's all and control.
Here's another guy.
Yep, keep going.
What's up, Facebook family? This is going to be a short but very powerful and dramatic video. I encourage you to share this message. I am outside. It's after midnight here in Israel, and I have a breaking news report for you guys all over the world, and I want to tell you something very important that is literally going to blow your mind. I realize that the media is being censored all over the world, and many people are dealing with so many issues, so many problems, and so many challenges in their own countries that you're not understanding and hearing what's happening. Now, I've been sounding the alarm on the tyrannical oppression and the wicked agenda that's unfolding all over the world once again. But it's happening in real time. And Israel, unbelievably, is the leader in this global demonic deception. Can you believe it? I want to share something with you. Please share this video. This is absolutely imperative that people understand what is happening here. This is a red alert. I've continually sounded the alarm, but it's important that you share this message because the mainstream medias are not reporting it in this light. They're reporting it as if this is a good thing, but it's not. It's wicked, it's demonic, and it's oppressive, and I'll tell you why. There's a saying in Israel that goes, never again. Every Holocaust day, every year, there's a day to celebrate the Holocaust, to remember, not to celebrate what happened, but to celebrate the fact that Israel has its independent state, and never again will the Jewish people be killed. Never again will the murder of millions of innocent people take place. That is what supposedly this Jewish nation is founded upon. Democracy, religious freedom, freedoms of individuals, the right of every person to have their God-given rights respected, to live, to honor, to love each other, to help one another. That is supposedly what they want you to believe. However, Israel has just passed this green passport system. Do you understand what this is? This is a program where they are only allowing the people that have been vaccinated to participate in society, to go to restaurants, to go to malls, to go to theaters, to go to sporting events. That's right. If you do not submit to this wicked, demonic, tyrannical agenda, if you choose to say, you know what, I'm not ready to participate in this experimental program, then you are now considered a second-class citizen in Israel. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There is no sugarcoating this. This is exactly what is happening. We need to sound the alarm. Where are the international human rights courts on this? Where are the lawsuits? Where is the outrage? Are we literally living in the Twilight Zone? Because what happened? What happened that we have strayed so far into a delirious state of total insanity where people are actually cheering on this demonic, wicked agenda. My grandfather was the only survivor out of his whole family of the Holocaust, and this is exactly how it started, with discrimination, with essential and non-essential businesses, with people saying that Jews were second-class citizens. Well, now it's not about Jew, it's not about Arab, it's not about that. No, it's about who will take the vaccination. That's right. If you don't do it, you're wicked, you're evil, you're a second-class citizen. This is absolutely wicked, demonic, it's evil, it's from the...
All right, that's a few minutes, so you can watch
awesome.
The rest.
The key point here, Eb, is that that guy is obviously just part of the script, what? Isn't he? Because
who is that, Eb?
You can, anyone, as we've talked about before, can make a condition
accepted. I thought his passion was great. I thought it was totally fake.
The advice that people need to hear is that you can conditionally accept the offer of a vaccine, and that's true the whole world over. Right? That none of this stuff, none of this alarm about
Do you think that guy was fear-mongering, Frank?
Absolutely. Frank. That's all he was doing.
All right, when it comes to the Holocaust, I'm going to say it for the 25th time.
The Holocaust story started
with Kristallnacht, 9/11, 1938. That's how Corona started. Economic warfare. That's the reality. That's the repeat of a war script.
I'll repeat again for you, Guy, personally.
Yeah.
For you, Guy, personally, you can conditionally accept the offer of a vaccine in a non-belligerent way, which allows you to live your life, go and get your passport. Right? All of this stuff about it's all doom and gloom when there's no choice, none of that is true.
He was talking about Kristallnacht and getting everyone... Frank, you cannot deny that they are creating different castes, thank you, Alto, of people. It's India. It's creating different castes. The unvaccinated caste, the evolved us, are a certain caste of people, which is comparable to what they did with Holocaust fear-mongering back then. They repeat the fear-mongering. There's nothing fear-mongering about observing that they're repeating fear-mongering. Don't shoot the messenger.
What would be better for him to say, if he wanted to really be helpful, he would say, oh, by the way, write to the Prime Minister or write to the President of your country or write to whoever is making these laws, conditionally accepting a vaccine on the basis that they'll warrant personally that all the things they're saying about it are true. And they're not going to do that.
Go back half an hour. Why are they implementing all this vaccine green blah blah passports in the most militarist country in the world? 3 years of mandatory draft for men and women. I've been there, man. I've talked with this crazy zombie.
Keep it down, Molly.
But you're now anti-Semitic if you're against this, what they're implementing in Israel. You see, that's how they script it.
Point I'm going to make for the 10,000th time, Guy, is it doesn't matter. Instead of advising people about all the fearful things going on, why don't you advise them, as I am now, to understand that it's an offer and that you find out about how to make a conditional acceptance of the offer to be vaccinated in a way that the person who's signing the law that makes you do it becomes responsible for any adverse outcomes. Since they're not going to accept that responsibility, after you've asked them 3 times, you are then able to file and you're completely free of the vaccine. You have the legal status of being vaccinated.
So, So, Frank,
if anyone's interested in following up more,
I'm going to get it.
If anyone's interested in following this up more,
very shortly. This is so very important advice, Frank, but that can coexist, right? His message and your message can coexist. There's nothing wrong with that. See?
Well, I have a problem with it. I'm just telling you my problem with what he's saying is it's just... Have you ever read the book Watership Down?
Oh, wonderful.
In that book Watership Down, the rabbits are filled so full of fear they become what they call tharn. It's like being in the headlights of a car, and the rabbit just sits in the car in the road and gets run over by the car. Right? These kind of guys are just generating more fear.
I did like that.
Yeah, but Frank, they're operating in the... I mean, we are surrounded by wombies. They are already indoctrinated by fear. So he is within that, right, for us, for me as well. I mean, I'm completely... Corona doesn't exist. I switched off because you guys were talking about Corona. It doesn't exist for me, right? But these parallels with the Holocaust story, they're strong and they're important lessons for people. And people wake up because of that.
I'm just telling you that as far as I'm concerned, that whole connection with the Holocaust stuff, all it did was show me that he is just another layer of the onion.
Fair enough. Hey, look, Guy, do you remember a guy called David Irving and a guy called Ernst Lundell who tried their best to go against the Holocaust, and boy, oh boy, did they didn't fare well, did they?
Sundell, yes. Irving, I think, was fake, was controlled. I mean, he made...
No, but he tried to defend Sundell.
No,
he
the thing
to
is...
He tried defend him.
Your court case will not be publicized on television. I mean, real, they don't want real people speaking up in court and that televised and all that. So he bought in. He said, and he only talked about Auschwitz, right? I talk about Treblinka, the crazy, the Sandy Hook.
Bergen-Belsen and all that, where they weren't gassing Jews with Zyklon B. It's just a complete...
My own great-grandparents was carbon monoxide, which goes very slowly, right? It's deadly in the end, but it goes very slowly in a camp where there's nothing. Soapy board. There's nothing. It's a field. There's nothing.
I hear. Yeah, they were just internment camps or whatever, and they were treated nicely, especially at Auschwitz. They gave them a grand piano to play and all sorts of things, and nobody talks about
that. The Nazis cared better for the Jews than for their own Germans. With in their propaganda, they should.
The
care,
Jews
right?
have always played the victim card. It's like.
I think the big revelation that I've learned is the Sabbatean Franks adopted Judaism and inverted it. It's their Kabbalah-like religion, so they decided to hide behind the Jews. So it's very complicated, this PSYOP. The people that rule over us are...
It's not what history shows, Ed. Come on.
I think the thing we've just learned from what's going on in Israel is that the Jews don't rule the world.
I think you're right. I think the Sabbatean Franks, who are inverted Judaism, are definitely a cult of the people near the top. That's for sure. I think...
So is Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates.
I don't know if they're part of the cult.
Are they Sabbatean Franks?
They might be. And well, I think maybe the Pope is too.
They talk like him.
I think the Pope is too.
They're octopuses.
But Frank, I want to invite you to go to fakeologist.com/forums2, the number 2. And I can't register you there, but if you could register there, I'll approve you and put, if you could, the solutions empowerment links there with an explanation. Because, yeah, you're right. We should highlight your solution. It should be at the top of everyone's list.
Frank was saying the other day, but they've had an internal implosion, Frank. What were you saying about the solutions empowerment?
Pulled the website down, and they put it back up again, but it's caused, you know, all sorts of difficulties for them because they've got into one modus of operandi.
Right.
And now the whole thing's come apart. And the guy that's running it, Mark Pytalik, is a bit crook as well. So, so it's caused some problems for them. But it doesn't alter the fact that
the
advice is available on the website about how to write your letters to obtain your legal vaccination status under Roman mercenary law or under commercial law that we operate under. That's all.
Mercantile.
It's a very straightforward process.
All right.
Frank,
if you could lay that
karaoke
out,
last
roll,
night
roll.
Because your voice, were you singing karaoke
Rolo,
last
Rolo,
night? Because
Rolo,
your voice
Rolo,
sounds
Rolo,
a bit
Rolo, 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 Rolo.
Yeah.
Oh, Molly. I got a buzzer for you.
So I'm at the site, and I'm going to blog forum 2, is it? At?
Fakeologist.com/forums2.
Forums.
And top right, you should see a register button.
So just, from the site, I go into forums?
Well, you just type this in directly. If you just type it in directly, fakeologist.com/forums2. And this is a pretty good resource people don't probably know about. And just go here. We got a few people that are actively posting, including SciGirl, which is Lynn. And take a look. It's some good stuff there. And you could register there. And under the coronavirus hoax forum, you could start a whole thread on solutions. That would be fantastic.
All right, so I'm registering now, Ed.
All right, and I'll validate you before I retire for the night so I can join the Rick and Rolo show tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be on air in about 6 hours. Let's just go to the blog, a couple more posts. So in Mass Sanity, Close to the Truth, you've written here, Ab. What do we got here?
I don't know.
Is this on Fake Tube? Wear the mask. Just going through the blog, mate. Dogs prevent elephants. What's this one? Dogs prevent elephants. Analogy worth noting. But skepticism aside, there is an abundance of evidence that dogs prevents elephants. After all, most farms have dogs and plenty close to zero farms have elephants. What's that? Toronto Sun. Opinion column. Yeah.
He's an ex-politician that got thrown out quickly because he told too much truth, so he didn't last years and years ago. And he was just making another ridiculous analogy where he's saying, well, trying to...
You said an analogy worth noting.
He's making an analogy of ridicule. He's comparing, the fact that we don't have elephants on farms is proof that there are no, that dogs, farm dogs prevent elephants on farms. You got to read further for his exact,
sure.
I'd have to look at that, but.
No worries.
He's
all right.
He's basically
one more.
Saying,
I can't get any further than I agree to these terms.
Say that again, Frank.
I cannot get any further on the screens.
No.
Then I agree to these terms. I click on I agree, and then it keeps coming back to the same page.
Oh, yeah? That's strange. Frank is trying to register.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can do it. I agree to these terms. What browser are you using?
I'm using Chrome.
Yeah. I agree. I'm having problems as well. Oh, wait. Click it again. It just went through.
Hold on.
Would you like to support fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Money. Just a drag.
Thank you, Pink Floyd. Ab.
Go ahead.
Ab, do you need any more cash from me?
That's a loaded question. I thought we answered that last week.
No, but we'll answer it again. Do you need more cash? That's all right.
Your donations are always welcome here at fakeologist.com.
All right.
You are
Let's
the
move
man.
To the next one. Blatant collusion and
it.
Conflict of interest by Toronto Medical Health Officer. Disgusting. And out in the open. Hey, folks, you may have already seen that I'm sharing everywhere I can. I took some time to follow up Rebel Ezra Levant's tweet on De Villiers' husband and here's what I found. It was a vague post stating that Davila's husband, in brackets, Toronto's medical officer, has financial ties to Big Pharma, and I dug a little deeper. Mrs. Davila is married to Richard Choi. And who is Richard Choi? Well, Richard Choi is a cardiologist at St. Joseph's and a lecturer at the Department of Medicine at the University of Toronto. Cute, a couple of in the same professional capacity. So it says, here's with, oh shit, this is quite long. This is quite long.
Yeah, basically, he's funded by the Big Pharma. That's all you need to know. He's funded by Big Pharma. All his research is from Big Pharma. That's not really a big surprise because all these guys at the top are clearly marketing for Big Pharma. That's all we're involved in here. Ever before have we seen a marketing campaign so draconian for ameliorating or moderating the effects of feeling bad from the flu, what they call the flu, which of course is sun and vitamin deficiency. It's not anything you can catch. It's not contagious. It's just from being
I think
in the
dark. Can be injected. That's where I have a problem. I think it can be injected.
No, I don't think it can be. I think all the adjuvants, all the things that cause a reaction from your immune system, that is toxic. But I don't think there's any I don't think a virus can be injected into someone. I believe virus cells are polymorphic cells.
Sorry, I misspoke then. Yeah. Whatever the hell they're injecting. Do people actually look on, you know, the insert that comes with the bottle, the COVID-19, whether it's from AstraZeneca or Pfizer?
I don't think anyone sees the bottle. They just see that needle around their arm. Frank, let me know when you register.
It's nothing different than letting getting your baby being injected with heroin. Nothing different.
Okay. Waiting, Frank, for it to go through. Did you press the button?
I pressed the button.
All right.
I've been waiting for my registration.
I'll just automatically... Frank. Oh, there it is.
So in answer to your earlier question, Rollo, is every night I'm out now. I'm making COVID hay while the COVID sun shines.
You're activated, Frank. Thank you very much. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You should be able to log in and put all your solutions. I think you're right to concentrate on solutions.
You have been activated.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll stop at the blog here, and I'm going to leave. But
I got to go too. Will you be back?
Yeah, will you be back for Rick and Roller?
I wouldn't miss it.
We've got our special guest, Johnny's List, will be with us tonight.
But you're starting so early now. You're starting in...
No. We'll start later for you. I understand for you to get up at 4:30 sucks.
No,
so we'll push it back.
You start at 3 in the morning for me. That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll push it back.
So
I
how
like
many hours from
that?
Now? 8 hours from now?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'll let Rick know. Yeah.
Yeah, let Rick know.
All right, look, it's a pleasure. I'd say it's a pleasure to talk to you, Frank. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Ab. Not
and
so much,
guys.
Guy,
guys
but Purple Play.
Talk to Rick and let him talk to
me. Can you get your people to call his people?
Call Rollo's people. You got Jan Eric, Peter Roo, Purple Play, you guys all, Truth IM. Lots of people new that could chime in. Thanks, everybody.
See ya.
Tag you on Eric. Forget.
It's all good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's getting late. I just wanted to pop in and say hi. Talk a little bit, maybe.
Uncle
Salt
per day is the ideal solution.
Might be.
Well, the idea that you have to protest and all that sort of stuff. I'm just saying, makes no sense. Understanding that you can make a conditional acceptance is a very important concept, I think.
Depends on what kind of jurisdiction you're in, Frank.
Well, my thinking is that it doesn't at all. I think there is only one jurisdiction,
actually,
that's Roman law.
You don't have a public
UDC,
notary.
Basically. UDC.
There's no notaries in civil law countries. That's a problem we have in Norway, for
can't get.
You don't have notaries.
No, there is none.
So how do so they? You how do you? How do you have civil contracts then?
I have no idea how it. Actually, contracts law is really, really weak in Norway and Sweden. I read an article about it, written by a professor of law in Sweden, and she was outraged by that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's super interesting. But you might, yeah. So you don't have contract law. Well, how do you have a contract?
No, we have, but it's really weak here.
Large, so
actually the people on top. Actually, the people on top do whatever they want. Contract law is so weak that, yeah.
It's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you live in a country which have a common law beneath the civil law, then you're much better off, because there you can actually be considered a living human being. Norway is just a legal fiction.
I think basically it's what the stuff I'm talking about really is UDC. You know, strictly commercial law. Australia's been, and I think Norway has signed up to this thing too. They've all signed up to basically the maritime law, the UDC trade laws.
Yeah, the problem is you need to operate through your legal fiction. The problem here.
Not at all. No, not at all.
You can't verify that you're a living human soul because you don't have a notary. You can't get anything notarized.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But yeah, this thing, yes. I'm talking about is not about verifying you're a legal soul or anything. It's not about that.
I'll send you a copy of the letters that
I was given. I'll post them here.
Please share it on the forum and so, Frank. Yeah. Whatever you want, you can share. Right? Let's share things. Because this is visible in Corona. What is maintained is world trade. Maritime law is that, right? World trade. Australia, yeah. Norway, Holland, Colombia, very important. The only South American country with two oceans access, right? Lost Panama because of the Panama Canal. One of the two most important bottlenecks in the world.
It got stolen by the United States, did it not?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, talking about the human drama with 35,000 deaths, they say. Well, I believe that there, right, in the jungles.
I've got a friend in Norway, Jan Erik, that is saying that despite the fact that no one is dying in Norway, they're not even claiming anyone's dying of COVID, you've just been locked down again.
Yes.
Worse than ever. Said.
Well, we never had it really bad, but yeah, the start of the lockdown again in January.
Mm.
So it's not the hardcore lockdown we had a year ago, but it's really close. So
no one's claiming any deaths at all in that country, are they?
They don't need to. And the Norwegians are so fucking domesticated. The government is God.
Right.
Anything coming from official sources like. In the old days, coming from the priest, the government is infallible, right? But that's the gist of it here in Norway.
Wow. It must be quite painful for you to watch.
Yeah.
The thing is their propaganda is strong because their reasoning is strong because it is well arranged in Norway, right? Let's be honest. But then it's not because of the state, it's because of the resources, the sellout, the little population, everything, right?
There's no critical thing. It's not because of statism,
but they can hide behind that, at least in Norway cases, right? In Zimbabwe or Zambia, what we talked about, it's a bit harder, but in Colombia, well, yeah.
But the Norwegians are severely domesticated, the government, the education system, and have left them with no ability whatsoever for critical thinking.
No,
they believe anything from government sources or the media or whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's so secular, right? It's the loss of faith in religion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But especially the pagan religion, right? The Norse, the pride of Norway, what Norway was, whenever it was, Flamenco, right? But whatever the history was, that is, it's still there in Norway, luckily. And in art, it's still there in music. Right?
Well, They changed the constitution here a couple of years, 3 or 4 years ago. It used to say that the Norwegian citizens were supposed to be brought up under the Lutheran faith, and now it's taken out. So we're becoming like France now. There's no religion in this country anymore. Secular country.
Right.
And monarchy is awesome.
Yeah, well, they don't have any
power. It is still something. It is still something. It's still different.
Well,
on a completely different topic, Jan Erik, one of my favorite things that happened in Norway recently was the referendum. They held a referendum asking the Norwegian people if they would agree to consolidate all the local councils into larger councils. And the referendum lost, but they went ahead and consolidated the councils anyway.
Yeah, it was more like counties that were... Well, they do both. I think we had like 17 or 18 counties in Norway, and they reduced it down to the magic number of 11 recently.
Yeah, and they did that after the referendum said don't do it. Resoundingly, apparently.
They don't care.
Still really? Funny, though, isn't it?
Oh, that's the way it's being done here for a long time.
Yeah.
This country is run by evil people, that's it.
Yeah.
I saw the Norwegian...
Every country, I would say. Every country.
Yeah.
I would say every country, yeah.
I saw the Norwegian... I saw the Norwegian crime sinister video from Davos today.
Yeah.
Just down there. This is disgusting.
Which are the biggest crooks, visible crooks in Norway? The biggest ones you can name?
Anybody. Everybody in power. We actually have a Christian Democratic political party in the government, and they are totally... cool with this. These people are allegedly Christians. Really? You think this
Christian doesn't
Jesus
mean...
Jesus wouldn't like this, I'm not quite sure.
No, indeed. The most satanic thing ever. Yeah.
Yes.
Christian just means now that you do what the government says, I think, everywhere in the world.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. People are asking, when is this one world religion coming? What the fuck? Look around. It's now. It's this.
It's already here, yeah.
Statism,
which is one world religion.
Statism,
which is why I've always
for a long time.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
why I now agree with the statement: only the good die young. If you're a good citizen, you'll die young.
Sure.
What do you mean by
good? The most evil bosses live the longest, and the good people they die young.
You die as a human being by following the orders of the government.
Yeah, you do what the government asks you to do. If you have lots of pasta and, you know, follow the food pyramid and go and get your x-rays and have your pap smears and get your cancer checks and whatever it else it is you're supposed to do. Have plenty of, you know, no red meat. You know, you can guarantee you'll die young.
I have come to the conclusion that everything the government says is good for you, you should do the fucking opposite. And then you're okay.
Oh, yes.
They're not there to help us. Hold us down.
That's all.
Detachment from all of that. I mean, it completely doesn't exist for me. All this. I mean, only now that we are talking, I get introduced into the corona world, the political anything. It doesn't exist. I'm not following any YouTube on anything anymore.
No.
And do you see how life actually is? It's people are brainwashed. It's transhumanism, right? They're zombies.
Absolutely.
Absurd.
Young
Eric, right? We have solutions. We are the shamans out of this. We're the resistance.
Right. No. My view is that my job is to be cheeky and disobedient and live a long time. And it's a much more fun role. It's a much more bacchanalian role for me that I've cast myself in. I go to karaoke a lot and disgrace myself and drink too much and laugh too loud.
And you have inspired real-life people with that.
You should enjoy it as long as you can.
That's my view, absolutely. So that's why I'm out at karaoke every night of the week.
The COVID passport
is
coming
too. Karaoke? Sorry, that's going on there? What?
Yeah, it won't be for very long.
The COVID passport is coming out now. You need verification of a vaccine to actually leave your house.
That was the point I was making before.
You
don't need the actual vaccination. You need the legal status of being vaccinated. They're quite different things.
Uh-huh.
And you can obtain the legal status by the process of what's called a conditional acceptance.
So I accept the vaccine on the condition I can prove it's safe or something.
That's exactly it. Mm. And you send that to the person who's signing the law, which in the case of Norway will be your Prime Minister?
Yes.
And they will ignore your letter, and they'll ignore it three times, and that's when you can file under UDC rules, and that's when you're done. That's your job done.
UDC or UCC?
UCC, sorry.
Uniform Commercial Code.
Yeah.
Yeah, all governments run on UCC, by the way.
They're all on UCC. That, and everything I'm talking about is just UCC.
Yes.
Nothing, there's nothing, you know, astonishing being said here. And what I would say to anybody who's, you know, whether you doubt me or not, it's a process that well worth trying, compared to, you know, walking around with a placard trying to get anywhere. That's just dumb.
Yeah, that's futile.
It's Jeff Sand, dude.
Laura Mars.
The Phoenician.
Julio Fabio.
Trust me. Tom Dapper.
Poi. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, Frank, you represent Abide under ship. Abide. You test the laws and all this stuff. I stay away from all of that. Gaia's laws. That's the laws. But it's very important to know these things and share these things.
I think the problem is when you get total totalitarian dictatorship, they don't give a fuck about the laws anymore. There were law inside the Soviet Union and inside Nazi Germany and so on and so forth.
Is that so, or is that fear mongering?
What was? What is?
Is that so, or is that fear mongering?
There's no law. I think it's fear mongering. Yeah, I think there is a law everywhere. Yeah. You know the UDC. You know they basically need to have rules for these guys to transfer their stuff around.
Because
nobody wants chaos. Nobody wants
chaos. No, but what the government...
Look at the smoke kill. Are you being fined outside for going out en masse?
No, not yet. But
not yet. When is that coming then? Sorry.
But if they introduce martial law, all the law is out the window.
Except for UDC.
But they're still
controlled
by the law of the country or the region or the EU or organization.
Martial law, everything is out the window.
But it is controlled by someone, this martial law.
Well, then you're in military rule and then none of the civil stuff works anymore.
Well, yeah, I think Australia has always been under military rule.
Yeah, but there are different levels of it.
Are there?
Actually, the whole world, sure.
But let me say it another way, Yanner. Even if you're completely correct, I think it's still worth a try.
I don't disagree with you. But we're not there yet.
Sorry. Are you waiting for? Sorry, I don't see.
But let me finish.
Yeah, please.
This is a this is a problem. When you get to this point, the police just come to your door, the military or. The police with military powers, and then they just drag you out on the street and they shoot in front of the house, all of your neighbors can see it. But there is no court at such a moment.
Well, at that point, you know, who cares anyway? Who wants to live in that kind of life anyway?
Absolutely.
How realistic do you see such a scenario happening in people?
It's coming. I live in a country that...
It's coming.
I'm living in a... I'm the only person here that's living in a country that was occupied by the Nazis for 5 years and 1 month. And I heard a lot of stories of how it was, and it was extremely bad.
I'm from Holland.
Extremely bad.
Also occupied 5 years.
Russian prisoners of war and being used as slaves. They were... living off 1,000 calories a day, and I was
everybody is working from home. They don't have to use offices. They're perfect slaves now.
Absolutely.
Distance. Not exchanging bacteria. They are real. Part of, say, germ theory. Bacteria are real, and it's healthy to interact with each other and exchange bacteria, and it makes your immune system stronger. That is a thing, right? It's a testament. You travel a lot, you eat a lot of different foods, like I've done, and you're much more resistant to different street foods.
Germ theory is bunk anyways.
I mean, in the terms of viruses,
different to bacteria,
the contagious of it. Yes,
bacteria are a real thing.
Bacteria aren't dangerous for humans.
Well, some will.
There are,
depending on their condition.
It's all those, right?
No, you need to understand the germ theory. So it's bacteria in itself is not dangerous, really. And they're not contagious either.
Anything in excess of a certain threshold, whatever level, is dangerous.
The human body is full of bacteria all the time. We're living in symbiosis with bacteria.
Yeah, and if you have too much of a certain bacteria, that's how it is.
No, why?
Because it's too much of something. That's with anything. How chemistry works, how your physiology works. With anything. Water.
So your body can't regulate
overdose,
how much.
An overdose of bacteria you have. Yeah, right?
And why is this dangerous?
And that makes you sick, and that makes you sweat and cough and diarrhea and all that, and get it out of your body. That's how your body works.
No. I don't see any proof of this.
What is sickness then? Illness. What's that then?
You're malnourished, and your
body getting rid of toxins.
Please don't interrupt.
No,
you're malnourished and you're full of toxins. That's disease. That's all it is.
Yeah. And bacteria play a role in this?
No, they don't. This lie has been going on for 100 years. It's about time it stopped.
So, cheese, bread, man, I'm a baker. What the fuck? What are you talking about? This is biology. Come on.
What is biology? It's based on fake science,
No. Biology is not fake science. Come on. Biology
absolutely.
Is more than fake science.
No,
it
it's
is
fake
observing
science.
Nature. No. Explain, what is your alternative explanation for the basic core of biology? What biology? Come on. Yeah, you come with an alternative then.
You need to study... What did I say?
You asked me to study something when I asked you. Come with an alternative for
which you call fake. Terrain theory.
But terrain theory doesn't say that biology is fake.
Yes, it does. In biology class, you don't learn how biology really works. This is a fake science that has been going on for 100 years. Huh?
One doesn't follow. No. The fact that terrain theory is not taught in biology doesn't make biology.
Yes, it does. You don't learn fuck about how the body works in biology in school. It's a quasi-science.
But because you're not taught how your body works, the whole of biology, everything you know about nature, everything you study, everything you face. Sorry, man, you don't make
any. I'm not going to have that discussion with you because you're stuck old thinking.
But provide a new thinking then. Provide something. That's my question, and it's a fair question.
Well, I'm too tired now to come up with something.
But if this is your worldview, how can you not come up with something? I don't understand that. If you ask me about the economic system, I can come up with this alternative because that's what the shit is. But any anything about biology is like, okay, fine. Okay, these guys.
It's nice to be able to say something now. But nobody's here to talk. I've been able to get a word.
I'm happy to be your foil, if you wish.
What's that?
I'm happy to be your foil, if you wish. Please go ahead.
Oh well, I don't know. It seemed like the conversation that we had earlier was pretty much all over the place when Ab was around. I'm just curious. How is Ab okay with some of you folks just interrupting while he's trying to finish what he's trying to say? People like Rolo, for example, is probably the worst at that. That would drive me insane if I had people constantly interrupting me like that.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, yeah. It drives me mad.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, is that like an Australian thing, or what is that?
Can you imagine 23 days, 24/7 with him? 1 year ago,
is that like an alcoholic thing? What is it?
It's Rollo. Rollo is Rollo.
I think it's called shtick.
Oh, it's a stick.
Rollo is unique.
Yeah, I'm not trying to talk.
His,
I'm not trying to talk down to the guy. But I'm
no, no, that's why. Let's keep it as that, right? He's unique. That's him. No.
Well,
F does the same, so he allows that. I mean, I do the same too, so I have to allow that of other people too. But that's how, yeah, we are. Other people are more, you're more like, I don't know if you are introvert, but in that sense, you are. That's fine. So it's good. Oh, you have to tell me, please, speak up.
Yeah, I definitely am inverted to a certain regard, but, you know, I would appreciate, you know, if people such as Rollo wouldn't interrupt me mid-conversation, you know. That's definitely, in a way, disrespectful for not hearing somebody out. And I guess he's used to that because of his radio show. He'll try to go to the next topic while somebody's not finished. I guess that's like you were saying, his thing, so...
I'm very much interested in your thoughts because you are much more a grinder, a machine of observing, right? I know my best friend is like you as well. It's much more observing. I did when we go out after girls. I was the extrovert guy and he was the silent guy, right? So your thoughts, please.
I'm an extrovert. I'm an introvert, but I'm also an outrovert. So.
The truth, I am. What are your thoughts?
You've
listened to us so much.
Well, I was gonna add something about Trump. I was just gonna say that he didn't say any truths because he didn't want to ruin his bid for 2024. I mean, you can't just say the truth like JFK did. You know, expect to live to tell the tale. We've seen JFK get shot however many times from several different people.
In a film released 11 years after. So 11 years after. Back then, nobody had any film, anything. It was only photos and news.
Right. The original Zapruder film was edited from the get-go, yeah.
If you your family or your grandfather is shot, and 11 years later you get a video of things going on. You know, these families all have their ties and are very important. They're octopuses, right? They have more deaths in the family, all suspicious, right? The dead Kennedys.
Of course, you're asking questions, you know, after you saw it happen, you know?
But, I mean, taking your death is very easy. Taking your death is very easy, and it becomes easier the more power. Money is secondary to power.
Well, I mean, the JFK Jr.'s death is more fakeable than JFK Sr.'s. I mean, the Zapruder film looked pretty realistic to me. I mean, I don't think that they had the technology to fake a death.
11 years. Sorry, we're talking about 11 years. That's the whole baseline. It doesn't matter what else. Any video produced 11 years after it happened doesn't make any fucking sense. Sorry.
You said it was made 11 years after.
It was released to the public in 1974. The Zapruder film by Abraham Zapruder. 11 years almost. Yes. But 11 years, November 60.
Yeah,
right? I mean, that's in any case, that's enough. That's enough to debunk the whole tree. Chop the tree down completely at the base. That's fakeology in the most core application.
Yeah, that's a big question to ask. Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, the truth I am, your name speaks that, I would say, if you look for most basic truths. That's what you are.
I mean, I definitely investigate. I didn't become a flat earther overnight. I had to test that water is always
wrong. Yes, quite a jump. But the JFK so-called murder, I mean, the reports about it and the photos, they were important because they were the first specific process in the world. For the first time, the people in Asia saw and in Australia, though. So, America, so on television, there was very few televisions.
Did you see the autopsy on JFK?
Miles Mathis and Tyrone McCloskey on Keith Michael have done the best work in the research, and that's what I have to share with about that. Their work is the best, so that's how I see it. They have done the best.
The pitch cadaver was something else.
Huh? Any video produced 11 years after it doesn't have a gun against Betty.
So,
there's puppets involved, and there's fakery, there's so much. It's an art project, in the end, right? It's a project people are assigned to a task. It's just like the moon landing. It's just like space travel, anything. I mean, the belief in space travel, it's right.
Who knows? Maybe every single Kennedy death is what stage? It's probably likely.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, their grandfather, RKO Pictures, right? S&J, shout out. The contact tracers, they've always watching me. Goodbye to privacy. Oh no, and now our neighbors act like the KGB.
Not very neighborly. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
At my door with Frank. In a van, I'm trying to avoid. Am I under surveillance, or am I just paranoid?
Alright.
Beautiful.
This is the truth. I am. I came on this Fakeologist here, I want to say February or January 2020, right? I believe that was post-COVID.
No. March.
But yeah, I had Rolly Quaid join the server. Same time, and that's how we got the Wolfpack started.
Yeah,
Freemason in Florida.
popularity content podcast, shout out.
Popularity contest podcast?
Those are really, I have my radios easier, I would say.
Now, so Rolo has his own show. Who else has their own show? Do you have your own show?
Yeah, I have my radio.
On Fakeologist?
No, on the podcast channel.
Oh, okay. Where is that aired on?
Spotify, Anchor,
Okay. So, when do you typically release the podcast after it's been recorded already?
I produce intros, I pick out the gems, the best words of people.
That's a shame. Sounds like you got a lot going on over there.
A lot going on over here. Yeah, I mean, here now it looks like a normal evening. Pretty impressive vibe.
A lot of hustle and bustle going on over there.
Yeah, but what Ab is talking about and all these kind of things I'm hearing that make me, my urgency levels go up a bit in my planning and what I need to do. It's good to talk,
good
I get informed.
So your urgency.
Infecting.
Your urgency level? You define.
I don't want to be, I want to be in the ship, right? I want to be detected. I don't want to be bothered by green cards, vaccination passports, or any kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be off the grid, right?
Yeah, well, Big Brother is making that more hard than ever.
In Japan, kiss the boys and made them cry?
What? What was that?
Many times, my love.
What story, friend?
Oh, yeah. And that's probably, whatever you want for lunch, I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's all about you, not me.
I didn't understand a word.
I did not.
You're sounding like...
It'd be good if you got something to go on the rolls. I think we have cheese. I said, I think we have cheese.
I have cheese in my hand, but...
I don't think we need cheese, yeah. Oh, I mean, I won't have to buy more. So, you know, I always eat cheese.
Are you eating cheese?
No, never.
Yeah.
So we need milk and whatever, you know, I guess ham or something, or, you know, whatever you want to go on them. I think you've got plenty of tomatoes.
Hey, what are you I'm not talking to my wife, but I'm talking to Modi. But the truth is,
I was just gonna say salt per day. Sounds like Lolo. I get the two mixed up sometimes.
Yeah, they're well about. I think Frank is originally Kiwi, right? Frank is originally New Zealand, but he lives in Australia.
Rolo's Australian, yes, I know. But salt per day. Where's your location, dude? I thought you were in Europe.
No, he's in Australia. I think he's from New Zealand.
Okay, so that's the mix then. Okay, so they're both Australian then. All right.
You traveled through a couple of states, right?
Yeah, man. I just got back Colorado from Pennsylvania. Me and the fiance, beautiful Serenity 320, moved her stuff all the way back to Colorado, where born and raised.
Oh, nice adventure.
Yeah, it was a nice drive. We stayed in this place called the Quad Cities, which is off the Mississippi River. It's four different cities and two different states. So it's on the border of Illinois and Iowa. Really nice place. It's really up and coming. Mostly Republican. Places that are like suburban in America typically are Republican. And then cities are more democratic, progressive-leaning.
Yeah, the suburbs in that sense are the savior, especially now with Biden. Right? I mean, however, whoever is controlling it in the background, it is a thing. It doesn't matter that we see that the system is all red and blue, it's all the same thing. For them, it exists, and it is a concept, right? It works. It functions. Right? Yeah, so, right?
One is ran by the deep state, the other is not.
They're both, but in a different way. That's the octopus. I mean, it's all octopus. That's why I cannot unsee it now anymore.
They're controlled by different countries, to be honest with you. The deep state is controlled by China primarily. And then also with... You get both sides from Israel. Israel funds both sides. But the fact of the matter is...
Like always.
The deep state, the left side, gets funded... mostly by China and by Israel, but Israel funds both sides, like I was saying. Not 100% sure how the red gets the other funding other than Israel.
Now, that's the thing, that is what Judaism is, that is what in history always was the case. Waterloo, that the Jews were always funding both sides, always betting on both, but they would always win, right? That was their... Always, that's their prediction, right?
I think
there. It's nothing anti-Semitic to say that, right? It's there.
See, to Zionists out there, they call you anti-Semitic if you call out their culture. But the fact of the matter is, what you say.
I have my so-called dead great grandparents in Sophie war, right? Yeah, I can defend myself with that disease.
Yeah, you could say that, definitely, as an excuse. But
both my first name and my last name are Jewish. My last name is not recognized as such, but my first name is...
Okay, so you're not considered Goyim. Everybody else is considered Goyim.
I am, because of course my mother is like, I know my whole genealogy, I know who I am, where I come from. But my whole maternal line, which is Jewish law...
The richest Jews are actually Zionists. That's why it's important to call a Zionist, and don't call a Zionist a Jew, because it's more than that. It's the richest Jews.
Now what they're doing now with the Israel thing, now it fits perfectly into Israel 2.0. They're going for a second homeland.
Right.
You know where that is?
Where?
Patagonia.
Patagonia.
Yes.
So, what is Patagonia?
You know who Theodore Herzl is, right?
No, I don't.
Sorry, you talk about Zionism, but you don't know who the grandfather or the father, not the grandfather, the father of Zionism. The grandfather of Zionism is Moses Hess. The grandfather of Moses Hess, yeah, Hess. That sounds familiar. Yeah, Nazianism in one word, really. Yeah, the inventor of the word Zionism is Moses X, the mentor of Karl Marx, one of the men.
You know, I'd like to think that the Zionism has a lot to do with Mason, which has a lot to do with Albert Pike, the guy who wrote Morals and Dogma.
That was before, pretty much. How does that tie into Zionism?
Because essentially Zionism is the New World Order. Is people that
COVID is the New World Order.
Well,
there's no Zionist state in Colombia. COVID is the New World Order.
I mean, you have Freemasons in Colombia, where you live.
The main power here is the Catholic Church and the Spanish law and the colonialism. And the U.S. has a lot of power here. No, it's not Zionism. Very small.
There's no Zionism in Colombia.
I mean, there is some Jews, there is some Freemasons, like everywhere, but it's small compared to especially Catholic.
Okay, I'll tell you that they're one of the countries that has a U.S. bank installed. There's only a couple.
Absolutely.
Countries.
I mean, the constitution of this country was written by Bill and Hillary Clinton, and not by them personally, but right there.
That's a damn shame. Damn shame.
1991. This is Colombia is the most American-dominated country in South America, and the only country. Suffer from
So I need to get a more clear definition of your term Patagonia. And
Plum Patagonia on Wikipedia, more than a girl is a friend, and there's more friends. It's good documentation. It's the biggest in English language there is of what's happening. Israel 2.0. Israel is not sustainable. Zionism 1.0. Israel is not sustainable. Theodor Herzl, the father of Zionism, literally had a chapter in his pamphlet, Der Judenstaat, the Jewish state, 1896, I think, or 97, where he has a chapter, Palestine or Argentina.
Mm.
Patagonia is where they live. People ask where they live. George Soros has an area 1/6 the size of Israel, yeah, in Patagonia, with landing strip, lake, everything.
Yeah.
That is where they settle. And that is by 2030, I predict that that will be a separate country, and that has more implications, because that means they also get control over the Antarctic Peninsula, which is the only accessible place of Antarctica, right? That's where all the tourism goes, and that, right? That's real, that's there. Right? It's expensive to go there, but it's a big city, right? So that means they get control over all the transport. There goes. If you close the Panama Canal with literally one button, let's say, right? You can close that, and all world trade goes through all around South America, through Patagonia, Israel, to Portugal.
Yeah. That sounds wild, but, I mean, I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but, you know, it's definitely a possibility, but...
Since 1986, military surveying by Israelis, I've met them, I've dived with them. In Colombia, they're there as well. Itaganga, I've dived with the Israeli dive company because they were the only ones allowed to dive in the national park. It was beautiful, so I profited from these Jews or these Israelis. And the soldiers, after their three-year mandatory shift in Israel, psychological indoctrination, mostly, and physical, but mostly psychological, they go to South America. They're sent there. It's all paid, yeah? And they have their places where they go, and they go all the way to Patagonia. And they have all their mapping and observation skills with them, mapping out places to settle. And Patagonia is the concentration because it has everything and it's completely empty. There's 1 million people living there. Two million living there on 1 million, a little bit over 2 million over on 1 million square kilometers. I don't know how square kilometers. It's I think it's the size of Alaska. It's, you know, it's double or 1.5 times Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
And it has everything. It's like a mini Canada-US border region. Climate is perfect. Oil, gas, mining. Chubut province in Argentina has banned the use of glyphosate, Monsanto. Then yeah. You know where they settle, right? That's tense enough. There's no place in the world where they do that, right? Except where they settle. So actually what we should have is places in Patagonia. It's cheap there. For the price of a car in the US, you can buy a fruit blender. You know, size of it, then you have to build something and so, but, right? It's accessible. Also for us.
You said it costs how much for what?
I mean, I documented this for $15,000 US to buy a piece of a couple of acres. Really, it's amazing, right? It's dirty. But these people, Soros, he paid a lot. He was expensive, but he was scammed. No, but the Benetton family, they are the biggest ones, and they have. The size of land bigger than Puerto Rico.
That's pretty
big. Imagine. Yeah, right? That's what people talk about, right? Yeah, I've never heard this on the news, right?
Yeah.
When I found this out, my complete concept of everything that was going on changed. That this was going on. Right? And it is not only June, but it is dominated. And the Minister of Environment of Argentina is a sort of former rabbi who talks openly about the Jewish state in Argentina.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, I did the whole transcript and translation on Wikipedia. Taken down in not on YouTube, of course.
I wonder why. So slowly and surely that your visit, Patagonia, Zionist.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, but think about it. Israel is not sustainable. How can it grow to 50 million Jews or so? Right? It's impossible. It's a desert. Everybody hates it around it. I've been there, man. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's hell on earth. It's like India in a different way. Here's the India I've been.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Gord from Manitoba, and you're listening to Fakeologist Chat at Fakeologist.com.
Manitoba? Never heard someone. Crazy. Done. Come on here. Share yourself with us. Manitoba will be settled in the America 2050 plan. Yeah, that's the thing for you, right? You're in Colorado. What is that region called? I don't know. But that's the mega region as well, right? So, yeah, I mean, you are literally in the heart of the military industrial complex, right? That's Colorado, right? Denver area and some stuff. But it gives a certain safety, I would
say. I mean, this is a major part of the military-industrial complex, like you're shining.
It's like the Israel of the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, but the thing is the U.S. is, you know, USA Incorporated. It's been a corporation for a while, and it's been owned by the Queen and also the Church with the Pope. They own
Washington. America is not going to be like in states, divided in states like it's now. It's going to be mega rich America 2050. You know about that, right? It's not Patagonia, but that's for North America.
I don't think it will get to that point before an uprising.
But when is this magical moment going to come? That I don't see this, but our uprising, what we do, that is something, but not... But who is coming to save us? Which LGBTQ
see what Don is going to say.
I don't think you could be LGBT and be QAnon.
That's a nice combination of letters.
That's like different. That's two opposite spectrums right there.
That's why I think it's a nice combination. if they say the nice things, you know, I tongue in cheek. It's a bit of satanic thing, right? It's a tongue in cheek. I mean, it's contract. In the end, it's contract.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Molly, black and white, that's why. Why don't we hear colored lives matter? Black lives, colored lives. I mean, we're all colored in different ways.
We're not. There's too many Mexicans. We can't be saying their lives matter.
Hey.
The blacks are minority. It's okay if they matter because they aren't around that much for most people.
You can't be mad that they took your job.
Hey, Mom.
They work harder.
Yeah. Fellas, you are literally, you're the second Cascadian on air tonight, and Molly is getting enthusiastic as you can.
Cascadian?
Yeah, that's the mega region we were in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We had beautiful words about Portland, Oregon, and the crib of Black Lives Matter and all that shit by Didi. Do you know Didi?
That's LGBTQ Central right there, Portland, Oregon.
You don't know Didi? You have to get to know Didi. You have to meet Didi. She is in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, I've been told this, but I can't meet a person I don't know.
No, she will come back. She has to do her slave labor. She is in sales. I said to her, a shift, right, I was talking about, you should do sales for us, for fakeologies.com and our radio, a shift, right? Sales, it's close, but, right, she does a slave job still, but she, right, she should use her powers like we do our powers.
Yeah, I stopped going to the free thinker meetups I started via Freedom Cells. It was really disappointing. All the Portlanders just wanted to, like, talk about how frustrating it was to deal with everybody, but none of them really wanted to make any plans, so I didn't really want to go back. And every topic that was covered, like, nobody really knew anything. There was like this 70-year-old retired woman who's living off the Social Security of her dead husband who was like, yeah, I'm passing out pamphlets on why viruses and vaccines are bullshit. I just give them to people everywhere I go. I just carry them in a stack, and anybody I interact with, I just hand them a pamphlet. And like, she was the ballerest person there. Everybody else was just like, yeah, Bitcoin seems cool, and this is dumb, and I can't do anything with my kids anymore.
How was the acceptance of the pamphlets? This lady was beautiful lady.
Well, yeah, she's like this nice 70-year-old grandma. Like, no, she had it was going great for her.
Spy.
Yeah, like she was the number one person that I wanted to talk to. But there were a few doctors there who were like, they can't talk in their practices, but everybody wanted to do something, but nobody was willing to do anything except for that lady. She's what a baller.
How can they be so passionate about everything but not be a shift, not do something?
Well, that's what I mean. They weren't passionate. She was passionate. Everybody else wasn't passionate. They were just annoyed. They were just like,
it was just a hangout, right? It was just a hangout. Like many people see Discord. I see Discord as more. But
yeah, exactly. It was just for them to have an outlet and interact with people in the environment they wanted to interact in. But literally everyone there, except for one guy, still, like, had jobs in the system and was comfy and not worried about anything. They were just annoyed.
That's it. I mean, they were not suffering enough. Right?
Yeah. So I just stepped out of that.
What you need is the truth drill, the Columbia truth drill, the Cascadia truth drill, but any trip outside of Portland. Outside, but finding the right person, I mean, just organize whatever you can organize, right? Make it whatever you can make for a day trip to a nice place, nice view, photos, stuff, right? And advertise that, and then get the right people who want that on board.
I mean, I spend 80 hours a week working already.
But I mean, work toward that or something like that or something, if you want to get with the right people or if you want to go to the more farming areas like you were thinking about, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm just trying to accrue as much money as possible before the collapse and assets and maybe get some land.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing.
Like, I have the opportunity to do it now. That's all I can do.
And how is it going with Cryptopia? The new speak word.
I just wrote an entire wall and the channel for those who ask.
But that's lost to history, so that's...
Well, no, it's the newest messages. It's a giant wall.
Only the people in Discord read that, but that's lost.
Oh, wrong.
The future.
It's going really well. The crash last week was a great opportunity to get in on a lot of projects super low. I finally spent the hours necessary to get my coins off of ETH, use Binance Bridge, get them on BSC using MetaMask or the Binance wallet. Doing transactions on PancakeSwap and the BSC chain is wage, like, it was $40, $60.
PancakeSwap?
Oh, yeah, it's adorable. And that coin, too, is dropped. Like, it's going to go up to $30, so that's an easy 200% right there. If anybody cares to do these things, like, it takes time and effort, but it's worth it. It's the future of what's going to happen.
The ideal model is very easy. You become our investor in that, right? It's very easy. We transfer money to you, and you do that for us because you're
like
good at
broker.
That. That's how it is. So, something. Give it the name, right? I'm not choosing the name. You choose your name, right? But this is the ideal situation, I would say. Right? And you get a bit of support back value for value, right? You don't need salary.
I have a lot of people
doing that, right?
This, and I'm not comfortable with it on principle because I'm essentially gambling.
That's
like, I'm not playing the lottery. I'm making educated guesses, and it's paying off. Like, when I play poker,
you don't want the responsibility, right?
Yeah, because even if somebody says like they won't hold it against me, they will, and like I cannot care. But I don't want to bring negativity into somebody's life because they're literally gambling. Like, I'm not gambling. I'm making educated guesses with money I'm willing to lose. If somebody wants to, like, copy me and just let me do it for them, they're not doing that. They're literally gambling. They're gambling that I'm going to do the right thing, and they have no knowledge of what I'm doing. Like, it's very different.
Gambling, it's trust. I mean, if you show that your history is right, you're a trust. I trust what you're saying, right? I believe all these things. I mean, you know more than me, right? It's all Chinese, literally. Only pancake swapping was the only thing I understood what you said.
I think I'm going to try and learn blockchain development over the next coming months, though, because there's only one language for it, and it's still so early. Like, there's millions of programmers for front-end and back-end, but they're still denying blockchain, and yet every business in the next year or two is going to have to be able to interact with it. It's going to be like one of the most in demand jobs. It's going to be really easy if you have the knowledge. And I'm pretty sure there's just like one or two languages for it right now.
It's like the start of the smartphone business, like, right?
Like Android development back in 2011.
Yeah.
Or HTML back in like 2000.
I mean, these are all the opportunities.
Yeah, and
this
you got
the great reset, the great mindset for us.
So it's easy to focus on all the demise coming, but there's always opportunities if you're looking ahead.
This one, there's pandemia. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to school, no?
I met a guy yesterday who I've never talked to before. He's a friend of my roommate. She went and visited sometimes. She's like, you guys are always talking about the same thing. Like, okay, that's cool. She doesn't really understand what I'm talking about most of the time, but apparently we talk about the same thing. But he came over yesterday, and apparently he's on the same node we are in, like, the self-sustaining short, small communities.
Man.
And he lives out northeast of Portland and Washington. And
along the Columbia River?
Yeah, perfect farming area.
Wow.
And he's been getting really woke because 2 years ago, like, he was getting really sick, And somebody was telling about the keto diet, and he was like, that's bullshit. So he went to do research to, like, tell his friend he was an idiot. And he was like, oh, this is all really makes sense. And then he went on it, and he's become so healthy. Like, I could just see the joy in his eyes when he was just, like, talking about how he could pee again and without prostate issues.
Oh, he could pee again. Whoa.
Yeah,
it's
he was
true.
Like,
I've never heard this.
Well, he could pee without pushing and just stop at will, and it didn't dribble for 15 seconds, and a bunch of other things, like overall soreness of his body. Like, what people talk about is getting old, he was experiencing very dramatically. Like, I couldn't go upstairs without my knees hurting. But he said after he went on the all-meat and fat diet 2 years ago, he's become 20 years younger, essentially. And doing that made him realize all the lies in the health or in the nutrition industry, which made him wake up to the lies everywhere else.
That's been my experience as well, by the way.
That's been exactly
right?
Exactly.
He goes from alive. Okay, Frank, do that. And I was also take care of your penis, right? You live a shift. You have a philosophy, right? You live by these principles. You come from alive to aware. I came from statism, from anarchism, right? Statism, rejecting the state. That was my earlier history.
But now he's on the same page and wants to...
Yeah, beautiful. Let's get him on IMR Radio and talk and make things happen. And so.
I got to get him to make things actually happen. He needs more real estate on his land. He's just got like a double wide and he's already involving another person. But the idea is in his head. Like he knows...
Can you do truth tales? I mean, can you go to his farm and then hang out and good time, unmasked, unvaccinated, right? That's what we need, the network of these places, if we want to travel still.
Yeah. I mean, we're just still like 8 months from that or so. It's so weird.
I guess somebody that wants to say something.
Hello, everybody.
Who are you?
Beautiful.
Hello.
320.
No beautiful serenity.
Hi. How are you?
I heard you had a beautiful, serene trip through your beautiful country.
Yes.
Wish you a beautiful husband.
What's that?
Wish the truth I am and beautiful serenity the same entity?
No. Although our parents might say that, but no, we are not.
Is Siamese twin?
No,
You're just physically in the same room, are you?
Yes. I said earlier that I moved her across the country, or we moved her across the country, all her stuff, a couple of days ago.
Have you met a psychologist or something?
No, man. I met her through Instagram. Through some Instagram algorithms. I was a friend of a friend, and then I liked her comment on a friend's Instagram, and then all of a sudden I saw another video of hers, and then that's how it all started.
So it was an insta flame.
Huh?
Insta flame. Yeah.
Is it an eternal flame though? Is it burning an eternal flame?
Exactly. You know it.
I'm Delacroix.
I'm Ashika.
Dave George.
Cody from Memphis.
Silverman.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Vincent.
Oh, dang. We got a dead bee carcass in one of these kitchen thingamajigs in the new apartment. The carcass is like months old, just like disintegrated into the stuff. I'm cleaning the kitchen in here right now, so we can put all the stuff in the cabinets.
You're just moving in as we talk.
Yeah, that's correct. We just unloaded the U-Haul truck and the trailer, we put her SUV on a trailer, so we didn't rack up the mileage and pay all the gas. Two vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was constantly on the road looking at gas prices, and I figured out, you know, which state had the best gas prices and which had the highest. Chicago is by far the most expensive in gas. Chicago, I saw Chicago with gas prices of $3.30 a gallon.
What?
Yeah, in California they have it $5 right now.
$5? You get it? What?
Yeah, in L.A.
About $2.10.
So yeah, the cheapest I found gas in America was Indiana, where Original Simulant is born, and then also in Nebraska.
Gary, Indiana. I sure you know about Gary, Indiana.
I'm pretty sure we drove by Gary, Indiana, to be honest with you, off the highway.
Please, I'm not from there, so please talk about Gary, Indiana. I gave a short overview of what it is, because nobody knows it.
It really isn't shit. I mean, it's probably like the size of a town. If it's a city, it's like small. So.
Yeah, but it's like completely run down and crime and poverty and so on.
Yeah, tell me what's the population?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen it in a video, but I forget everything about it. But that's what sticks. It's a shithole. That's the thing. It's a shithole in the middle of the U.S., right? Indiana is not a poor state. So.
No. Indiana is actually not a shithole. It's just...
No, it should be. So that's why it's contrasting, right?
Indiana.
Here in Colombia, trust me, you have shitholes here in Colombia. Even more level than here in Indiana.
You want to go to a shithole, go to Chicago.
Yeah, and I don't want to mention...
Chicago's like going to Los Angeles, but worse.
I'm owned by India.
What about India?
India
is a shithole, yeah. It's because there's so many people living there.
So many reasons, but the main reason is the culture. It's this caste system that they treat other people less than human, literally. I was working there. I was holding the door open for a cleaning lady, like you do as a male, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My clients were looking like me, like I was out of this world. I was some alien doing that. You don't do that for these lower caste people. They're not people.
So what's
in their eyes?
What's
their culture?
What's considered taboo in India, then?
Well, lots of things. I back then I was living in Germany, but I was Dutch, of course. I still Dutch, but more Dutch than Colombian back then. I'm just myself always. And so, yeah, taboos, I was not really, but there are many taboos in the culture. But it's such a sick, the baseline of it, that the treatment of other human beings, that's the sick part of it.
It sounds like it's very...
It's the second biggest country in the world in terms of population. And no matter if these millions and billions are fake, it is, right? You can be there. Go there. And don't go there.
They're trying to be Zionist in India?
Right. I mean, there are different powers in the world, and Zionism has power also outside of Israel, right? And begging and everything, of course, right? But in India, you have other powers. I'm not... into
these
kind of things. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, Beautiful Serenity was just saying how many similarities there were between the cultures.
Sorry, I missed. What was she saying?
She was just saying how the similarities on culture.
Similarities in culture?
Yeah. India and Israel.
In a way, yeah. The thing about Israel is also the treatment of other human beings. It was horrible. In the bus there, they were just bumping into other people and not saying sorry, nothing at all. Right? It's a no-sorry culture. It's so unpleasant. Really, really unpleasant. It was also for me there. I was there 12 days, and
I've never been so happy to enter an Arabic country, Jordan. It's beautiful there at the border.
Yeah, I heard it's a beautiful place over there.
In Jordan? Yeah. In Petra, I've been there now, man. It's gorgeous, literally. It's so beautiful. Petra is really the synthesis of Gaia and humanity in terms of architecture. Right? I mean, there's more places like that in the world. The Buddha statues in China, in the mountains, carved in the mountains.
Oh, Jordanians? Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure women are considered, yeah.
I'm Indian, you guys, by the way. Sorry to, like...
I know, and I have nothing against Indians.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But you know,
well,
what I'm talking about.
You do have
about,
a point,
right?
You do have a point, but I feel like slavery is everywhere, if you think about it, you know.
Yeah. But the caste system, the way they treat other human beings in India, and I've seen it live, come on, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
You have to treat... I have to shout to people to get things done.
But who divided
the ugly,
them?
Right?
Who divided the people and made the slavery? Wasn't it the British?
It is the Hinduism or so. It's in the culture. It's the deeper in Indian. I don't know. You are the expert, right? I don't know.
I'm not the expert because, you know, I was born in Africa, but I wasn't strictly raised Hindu. Both my parents are Hindu, but they're...
Compared to Frank, you're the expert.
It's because I'm Indian? Maybe.
I mean,
yeah.
And our heritage is so important. That's what
Indian
did
people
to us, right?
Racist, I feel. You know, like even growing up, like we were white people are different, black people are different than us. You know, like I wasn't raised like we're equal. You know,
every civilization has a different form of slavery.
Yes, that's. We are slaves, all of us, but I think any religion is like a form of, whether it's Christianity, Hinduism, I think, in my opinion.
But don't downgrade words, please. How do you see yourself as a slave, your concept, what is your concept of slavery then?
I just feel like as soon as you're born here, let me explain this to you, my view of what slavery is. So I feel ever since we're born here, we are born in a hospital. We are registered, kind of like registering a car, and you're giving a birth certificate. So you're just an asset, you know. So you're owned by it's from the beginning, and then you're indoctrined in the school system that teaches the education system, which is their indoctrine. So that to me is a form of, so there's no freedom as soon as we
But that is your former life, right? You're awoken, I would say. Why are you still putting value into that?
I'm plugged into the matrix, so I'm still a prison. I'm not free.
Why?
I'm plugged into the system. I still have to work to feed my body. And to house my
aspiration to go out of that? I've had a career as well, right? Come on.
There is, because maybe they have control of us to even come back because they feed off of our energy. So they use us to work as slaves. They want even our children, the youngest, the vulnerability. Even like the hospitals I don't trust, it's an illusion they've created for us here. And we're immersed in it, so then it even bases our belief system because we don't know anything else. We're just literally a meat suit incepted with their information.
When you talk about that
energy, some people are, but not you and not me. I don't know what we do.
I feel like I'm trapped here, but that's just me. You know, this is just my opinion, you guys.
You're talking about NPCs. These people exist, but...
NPCs. I mean, it's worse even if you're awoken because it's a misery and you get even more lonely when you see the deception and the lies, you know. It's like, what's the point, you know, of even existing? Your body is...
This is your new tribe. We are new family, right? We are family.
So,
tribe.
So can I give you my story about that? So when I first... came to all these realizations, I was quite angry. But then I realized that all of these deceptions led me to the view that the Bible was the most accurate view of the world. may not be perfect, but it's the most descriptive. And it was from there that I began to realize that I'm not just a speck of dust. And then that led me to the realization that I have a creator that provides everything for me, and he's given me a job to do. He wants me to thrive and survive. Despite all this view that the world is awful, it turns out that there are no nuclear bombs, there is no COVID, none of this stuff is true. And in fact, we live in a very beautiful world. And that's made my life really enjoyable. I mean, I don't know how you feel about all this stuff.
You describe how it is. You describe reality.
But here is
I see it the way you do. I see it as a Disneyland. Everything has been created. Land, everything is artificial.
Yes, well, it's not. Well, yes, it's been created, no question.
That exists, but does it exist in your life?
But the world that's been created is not a dangerous world. It's a benign world. It's a charming and lovely place.
In the Bible,
it is, but it's been hijacked by really bad people. So
they haven't really hijacked it, have they? There's an illusion of it having been hijacked.
We have, since we've been born, we're indoctrinated. In slavery,
sure,
in our minds, we're prisoners. We don't feel free, each one of us. Like, do you really feel free?
Yeah, sure. I feel free in God's law.
You don't feel free. You don't feel free. But you are free. You should feel free. You are indoctrinating yourself with an idea of a world that exists, but that should be an NPC world. Of course, your job, I understand, but all the media, all this other junk shouldn't be in your life. You're awoken. Right? And that's what Frank tries to describe, is connect with reality. What is real? What is Gaia? What is God? What is divinity?
In my case, what I've found is that since I stopped worrying about AIDS, for example, or the fact that, you know, using a microphone at karaoke could cause me instant death, my life has been totally charming.
Dr. Strangelove, or How I Stopped Worrying About the Bomb. Wasn't that the full name of it?
That was the full name of the movie. Great.
That means something. That means something. Stanley Kubrick was a truth teller, right? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like we're still prisoners, even though when we're awoken, because we're still plugged in. We still have to work. Nobody can live off-grid, live even a humble life. Like, our vibration has been lowered.
Sorry?
The vaccination, the poisonous food that they feed us. I mean, there are steps ahead of us. Like, they could pull the plugs anytime, even with COVID. We're just sitting ducks, doing nothing. All we're doing is like talking and debating and just sitting, you know, and doing nothing about it.
You're all the time talking about a certain we that is a concept in your mind that is not a real physical reality.
We are the lab rats in a maze. We have to find our way.
We are. Everyone. Yes, of course. Yeah. So?
I'm saying we as people
have
realized this, you know, this deception, I guess. That was
Let's give them a good show. Let's give them a good show.
Well, yeah, it's up to us to find out these truths, right? We're indoctrinated as children.
The next step is do something with it, not only accumulate. It's greed, accumulating wisdom. And not sharing it, not doing something, not acting upon it.
That's masonry, Gaia. It's when you know esoteric knowledge and you don't share it with other people.
Well, masonry, you build something. Masonry, why not? Free, masonry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the name. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the ways of the intrigue, the control, the based on violence and greed principle and usury
Control, because they're the ones creating the matrix itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, the apartment's come along quite nicely over here.
Nice. Yeah, share some photos. You do already.
Yeah, I got some help from my mom and my dad and my other sister today.
Oh, unmasked?
Of course.
You say of course, but for quite some people in this world, it's not reality. Well, on my birthday, I was having lunch with my mother-in-law, and just before we were getting the food, I asked her, I cannot unthink you. Can you please take off your face mask, your black face mask? No. On my birthday, in the restaurant.
See, actually, my mom wore a mask because she said she had a sore throat. He's Republican, by the way. So it's strange. Sometimes these Republicans, they do weird shit.
They just love Trump, huh? They think he's like savior or something.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd much rather be a Republican than be a cuck Democrat.
Yeah. I mean, it would be better entertaining, like, for Trump. He seems more real than Biden. Biden's just like a creepy old man, white man, you know. Like, he's just basically...
For me, Biden represents the downfall of the U.S. Sorry.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
It's creepy. Yeah, embarrassing.
Well, gas prices are continuously going up. I mean, they're gonna skyrocket.
I mean, do you know any hardcore Democrat in your life who wants to be represented by Joey Biden?
All commodities are about to skyrocket. That's how inflation is gonna go. Where are we gonna see it first? Probably
gold,
gas.
Gold and silver are already rising magnificently. That's why it's a great time to buy silver right now. Yeah.
I've been stockpiling silver.
I'm buying
a couple ounces every single paycheck.
Yeah.
But is it actually going up? It went down last time I saw.
When was the last time you checked?
I think it was Monday I bought more silver. It was down to like $26.
Yeah, it really just depends on the way that Bitcoin is and cryptocurrency is. Because...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, silver's still $26. It's not doing shit. Silver will be the last thing to go up. They're going to suppress it as long as possible because once silver goes up, everything else goes up exponentially.
See, but that's the end-all, be-all form of currency that you should have is silver.
I've been preaching that.
When shit hits the fan, you need silver.
And it's the most undervalued commodity in existence by an obscene amount.
Right.
Like, did you know that the country that supplied the Germans with platinum is the country of origin where the platinum was supplied? Colombia.
Where's platinum from?
Colombia. Colombia is the country with the biggest density of mining in the world.
Mm.
For a reason, right? Everything is here. All the geology was so diverse.
Wasn't that story about the miners being trapped? Wasn't that located in Guatemala or which?
That's beautiful because with the roller coaster ride, the first salt excursion we did was going to the salt mine in Amazon, where this movie was shot with Antonio Banderas, La 33 miners. They were allegedly trapped in a silver mine, but I'm not sure. But not salt like they're here, where the movie was shot, but in Chile. The movie was shot here in Colombia.
Was a good place.
30 miles north.
I didn't watch the movie. All I did was hear the story in the news.
Okay, yeah.
Over the past 6 months, silver and gold are both down 6 to 11%. Like, it's absolutely fascinating.
So tell me then, what is
that? That's a good time to buy, I would say, because it will go up. And there's no worries. The valuable resources will only...
If gold and crypto are down, I mean, if gold and silver are down, then is cryptocurrency way up?
No, see, they're manipulated markets artificially. The powers that be want to artificially keep the prices of gold and silver low because it hides inflation. Whereas, like, the plumbing company I work for, I go recycle a trailer of steel for them, like, every week because we galvanize pipes and water heaters and shit. That price is going up. Gas is going up. All the other commodities are going up. Silver and gold will be the last one because once they start going up, everything else will go up even more. Like lumber is going up, but there's the manipulation is on the metal, on the precious metals, because those represent the money. And there's a lot of investment in keeping those low.
Yeah, you don't need the gold standard to be depending on God.
What happened to your microphone, Gaia? It got really bad.
I think he's on speakerphone.
I have a tablet, I have a bed.
He's on speakerphone.
He got worse despite me after I said that.
That's why you heard the traffic, dude. That's why you heard the traffic when he was more in the city.
I started carrying around an ounce silver coin with me.
Tomorrow morning we have bread and then...
I essentially don't talk to people anymore unless they can handle talking to me, which is not many people. I'm just like, I can't suppress my power level usually, so I just don't talk. But if I can get somebody to talk about the economy collapsing and I talk about silver, I carry this 1 ounce silver coin in my pocket because most people don't collect it at all or acknowledge it. And I let them like look at it and hold it and like feel the weight and acknowledge it. And like, there's like a glint in people's eye.
Yeah.
A question.
And I really like to make this comparison. I haven't developed my story very well. I need to work on my story for this idea. But there's this whole, like, what was it? Cro-Magnons versus Neanderthals thing, and then vampires. And the vampires are, you kill them with silver.
Uh-huh.
So I really need to develop my story before I talk about it, but I'm just going to present it real quick, shittily. Jews are the Neanderthals, and the way you kill them with silver is just by having physical currency that they can't manipulate. It's a great road to go down.
Ophelis, what if we go on a silver mining hunt here in Colombia? There are so many silver mines here. Really.
Well, the thing with silver is more than really... 100. You don't mine for silver. Silver is just kind of throughout the entire crust of the earth, right? There's no, like, one locale which has a bunch of silver. Silver is it's like a secondary thing you get in every other mine.
No. Come on. No, it's not that easy. You wish. Otherwise, it would be silver everywhere. Come on.
I said it's the opposite of easy, because you can't just go mine silver. You just get silver while you mine everything else. You don't get a lot of it.
No, you get silver in vain. You get silver concentration. Come on.
It's not comparable to every other concentration. Like, you find a gold mine, okay. It's a shit ton of gold. But you get a silver mine, it's
but
very...
they go along. That's the thing. In Colombia, there's so much silver and gold. So, really, I look up list of mining areas in Colombia. It's my work on Wikipedia. Not Wikipedia. Wikipedia. You literally see all the places where they mine silver and gold. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. But they mine more gold, methinks.
Yeah, but both. Look, it's not silver rich as Bolivia or Chile or so. It's something like that.
Do you guys
La Plata. See that? La Plata, right?
They found, I think it was Colombia. No, Bosnia. They found the gold mountain in Bosnia. And then
gold mine in Bosnia?
Yeah, the people found, like, an entire, like, mountain hill that was just full of gold. And then, like, the next day, the American government declared that there's terrorists in Bosnia. We need to go save them. We need to go save them from the gold mountain. I mean, terrorists with nuclear weapons.
Isn't that the onion or the squeezy bee or what's this like?
Great story about tell me more about the Bosnian thing. That sounds great.
I linked it a few days ago. I have to go look. Before my slave NFTs, I don't know what channel I put it in. I'll just search for it.
It was Bosnia, right? It was not Burma.
It could have been. Yeah, it was Bosnia.
What?
Wait, no, Bosnia.
It's quite a different thing.
I'm really... Bosnia is the place where...
I'm really bad with geography. Yeah, that's true.
Bosnia is the place I was using for the communist takeover and people hell surviving and shit hitting the fan situation. What is the place with...
Burma. With Myanmar. Yeah.
Is it Myanmar?
There I can imagine and mining, and there's a lot of mining there in the north. Burma. That's the thing. That's it. Yeah. They're taking over. China is taking over Southeast Asia. That's already happening. That's their plan, Patagonia. There, right?
It's Eastern DRC, South Kivu. Where is that?
Eastern Democratic Republic of Cambodia. I don't know. I mean, U.S. left to be phone with you or something.
South Kivu is the Republic of the Congo.
Right, yeah, Kivu. I was in Congo. Okay.
Yeah, so the people Congo. Of the Congo, I'll repost, I don't know if the link's so good. But yeah, the people in the Congo found like a mountain that's all gold, and the people are just there taking buckets of dirt home to, I'm putting the live stream notes because it's awesome. The people are just like taking buckets of dirt home to take the gold out of it because it's just a mountain of fucking gold.
Oh shit, why didn't they keep the secret?
Well, because yeah. Twitter. Yeah, but then I'm pretty sure the next day the American government was like, oh, there's nuclear weapons terrorists in the Congo. We need to intervene. Don't worry, we'll save you.
This is really a panic reaction, right? It shows it's a panic reaction that they have to come up with the most absurd of conspiracies. I guess the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but if you guys haven't seen it, I just put it in live stream notes. It's just
the
entire...
They should have used the gorillas. They should have used the gorillas, right?
And they're not, like, fighting each other. They're not... They're just all just, like, digging up. They're just all filling buckets with dirt and taking as much as they can and going home because there's a giant fucking mountain of it.
And they're not fighting each other? Really? Wow.
Not at all.
The Congo. Wow. Okay.
Well, because you don't need to fight. It's an entire mountain of dirt. You can only carry so much.
But come on. I mean, you have, this is the gangs everywhere. All kinds of gangs, especially there in Central Africa, right? Come on.
Yeah,
they don't take over the control and all that stuff, right? But that's why the government's security.
There's probably there's videos right when it started. Like, I'm sure there's now, like, guns patrolling it, keeping people out. Like, there's no video of this from the past week. This was from 226. So I'm sure it's completely not like this now.
Yeah, it depends on the isolation, I would say, how isolated it is from other places. And this could happen in many places, in Malaysia, in Colombia, I think.
But, I mean, good for them. Like, the people deserve to fucking profit from their land. God damn.
Of course. That's what Gaia gives us, right? Frank was talking about that, exactly. Gaia gives, well, his words.
People are so...
It's funny how we come to the same concept from different sides. But
It's just a great example of the people... just the people that are actually repressed. And, I'm sorry, Molly, I came back.
She's so desperate. She's absolutely amazing. Yeah. But my question was, where do you want to be with the 4th of July? I would say the last 2 weeks of June and the first week of July, we go in Colombia, you and your wife Fake and me. It would be awesome.
I will definitely consider it. I was supposed to go to my mom's wedding next month, but she decided it wasn't safe enough for me to travel. And I tried to tell her, Mom, it's perfectly safe, and... it's never going to be safe according to the control mechanism. The only thing that's going to happen if you wait is I'm not going to be able to travel because they're going to put a vaccine mandate, and then I won't be able to visit you. Like, it's perfectly safe by visiting you now. But I will not be able to visit you in the future. So, but she doesn't.
Well, how did you react to that? What was your reaction to that?
Like most of my indirect family, they're like, why do you have to be an idiot? And then they hang up on me and don't listen to anything.
But the background is, of course, they don't really want you to be there, right? They're not really eager to have you there. And they invite you and they want you there, but it's not right.
The
situation is.
She was telling me she wanted me to get tested before I came. She's marrying like a 70-year-old man, she's marrying money, and I'm sure he told her that I was getting tested before they came, so she called me, and she was like, hey, can you get tested before you come? I'm like, I am absolutely not getting tested ever at all for any reason whatsoever, and that just upset her, because I put a problem in her world that nobody else is presenting. And so she hung up on me and then later texted me and said they were just going to hold off the wedding because it was too dangerous. So I told her it's not dangerous and it's only going to become more difficult in the future. And she now she's in rehab because she's an alcoholic. Yeah. So anyway, I have travel expenses now that I am not paying. So yeah, let's go to Colombia in April.
No, April. That's why I was saying June, July. It would be ideal. The thing is, after that, I now heard Ed talking about things. I have to go to where I want to go, right? Not here in Bogota.
Are you going somewhere else?
Yeah, I told you where I want to go, right? The Chicamocha Canyon area.
Oh.
And I think but the thing is, it's flexible, but depending on your taste and Wi-Fi, we make a program wherever you want to go. And silver mines, right? That is very, it is, I don't know if that's those contexts right now, so, but that is something to work on.
I mean, I'm not too obsessed with being a silver mine, but, and I completely trust your judgment on anywhere you want to go. Like, I mean, just me going to another country for the first time will be amazing. I'm not.
Oh, you've never been to another country? Okay, yeah.
I've never left the U.S.
I mean, the U.S. is big enough and diverse enough right there.
I've been to almost every state of the U.S., but I've not left it.
No. Yeah, I mean, the same for my sister. She had never been outside of Europe. I mean, Europe is like the U.S., right? Same thing.
Europe is
more diverse.
Fellas, can you hear me?
Hear a lot.
Be very, very wary of Gaia. When you leave the U.S., be very wary of Gaia because Gaia is not to be trusted in one iota. You can't trust him. The guy is scamming you.
Is he going to steal my camera after I eat in front of him?
Yeah, he's going to scam you. So you be very, very wary of him. I'm listening to the conversation, and Gaia is lulling you into a full sense of security. Don't trust the guy at all. Not one bit.
All right. Thank you, Roland.
He's an absolute scumbag. He's a liar. He's a manipulator. There's nothing about the guy to be trusted. So just giving you some good advice here.
I've heard the story. Thank you, Roland.
Well, you're right, man.
I like to gamble.
Bring your own security camera is what I heard. Ophelis, you can trust your judgment completely. And Rollo just needs to talk with Rick and let him talk to me. Make sure of that. So,
do you even sell that camera yet, Gaia? Did you even sell that camera yet?
This is not that camera. This is Rollo's camera. That's here.
Yeah, you haven't even sold it. You still have it. You still have his camera?
I lived on very, very low means, as you know, and I still have put up camera.
He's still holding it for you, Rollo, if you ever want to pay him. He still has your camera. That's amazing.
I want my $2,000 back, too. $2,000 is
well. You had the most amazing time in Colombia, and you want your money back?
I know. Right? And I pay for it, and then some.
What?
I pay for it and then some.
Sorry.
All right, just give me my $2,000 and my camera back, and then we're all good.
That's the most amazing time for $1,250
Give me the $2,000 back.
You had 15 days of excursion for $1,250
And I pay
and
for
you
it
want your
and
money
then
back?
Some.
Well, why exactly? Why? What is this?
She's very friendly. She won't buy.
$2,000
I pay for it and then some. Hey, Gaia, I pay for it and then some. Give me my camera and my $2,000 back, and then we're square. I'll forgive you.
Where's $2,000 coming from?
My wife sent him $2,000, and then
$1,250
out of money.
$1,250
That was Australian dollars. Give me the money back, cunt. Give me the money back.
You'll get the most amazing time in Colombia.
Hey,
nobody
give me the money back.
In the world, I mean, no travel in the world.
I paid for it. Give me the money back, cunt.
Rollo, we're live on
$2,000 and the camera.
You're making a clown of yourself, Rollo.
No, I'm not.
Is it 1,200 or 2,000?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Hey, Gaia, I'll tell you what. If you give Ab $2,000, donate $2,000 to fakeologist.com, I'll forgive you. You don't need to give it back to me. Give it to Ab. All right?
Can I ask a question? Where is $2,000 coming? Because Gaia says you paid $1,250, which was for your 16 days excursion.
No. My wife wired him $2,000, and he just went. The money's gone.
$1,900 equals to $1,250.
Okay. Yeah. So that's clear. Which covers your 16 day excursion.
Yeah, and then I pay for everything anyway. I pay for all the care, keeping you alive, I pay for the fuel, I pay for the tolls. I pay for everything. Come on, guy, and I pay for all the you and Oscar to. I pay for it all. You scam me for $2,000, man. Give me the $2,000, or give it to Ab. Give it to Ab. I don't mind. At least it's a donation to keep Fakeologist going. You're a scumbag.
Let Rick talk to me, and then bye, Rollo.
What do you want to talk to Rick for? Rick wasn't even there. Rick's got nothing to do with this.
Exactly. He promised to be your chaperone.
Promised what?
He admitted that. First deal was you would not start.
Got nothing to do with Rick.
With Rick.
Why won't your friend Oscar talk to you anymore?
I changed my condition for you coming here, because first condition was that you wouldn't come here without.
You are a liar. You're a manipulator. You are a deceiver at your very core.
I trust Ophelis that he can see that or not.
Well, there you go. Give $2,000 to Ab, and then I will talk to you more, nicely. You are a... Fuck you.
I love that we could so reliably count on this after, like, over a year now.
Oh, you're right, man. Just beware of him. Just beware of him. He's a scumbag. Don't leave. Don't be stuck in Colombia with him.
I mean, I could be stuck in Portland with Portlanders. It can't be worse than that.
Well, there you go. I'm not your mother or father, but just be wary of him. Just be wary of him.
You've given me plenty of reason.
I couldn't fucking wait to get home from Colombia after I was there. I just couldn't wait. Yeah.
It was that bad? What was so bad about Colombia?
It was actually good, but I paid for it.
It's all recorded.
Yeah, and I paid for it.
And you didn't even want your videos and photos. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I pay for it. And then some. So just give me that $2,000 back and the camera back. And it'll all be forgiven.
How do you feel about saving 90% a day on your cigarette and alcohol vices in a third world country?
Well, that's just the way it is. That's got nothing to do with it. That's a totally different kettle of fish. It's got nothing to do with it.
The $300 I saved you
so what?
A different website to book your ticket.
My birthday dinner
was 24,000 pesos, which is about $8.
Why did you ask me to get Christy to wire you $2,000 when I knew I would pay for it anyway? Why did you steal that $2,000 off me?
In your world, the payment consists of beer and cigarettes. Other people have bills to pay.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I was paying Oscar anyway.
Oscar and me were working our ass off
I paid for that.
To keep you safe.
I paid everything.
Not everything.
Yes, I did.
I have all the calculations.
One cup, a few meals you pay for, maybe. But basically, you are a sponge. You are a sponge, and that's all you are doing.
We have all the
you are.
Steps to, make things
happen. Are you and Oscar talking anymore? Are you friends anymore?
That's different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Molly.
Yeah, because Oscar knows what a
Molly.
Oscar knows
Again,
what a scumbag
no,
you are.
My,
Oscar
no,
knows what a scumbag you are.
That's my defense of Molly against vaccines, against poison spears. Because he thinks I'm mistreating Molly by not injecting poison.
How are you feeling, Molly?
Molly is feeling great. She's sleeping like a cat.
There's a chance she would bark. That would have been cool.
She's becoming a mother this year.
A mother? Are you breeding out your dog?
I'm looking for the most intelligent, beautiful male.
With a female owner who's thick?
Indigenous Pocahontas.
It was one of the cutest things. It was one of the, Fellas, it was one of the cutest things. When we came home one night and Molly was there, and I thought it was the owner's dog, which I paid for that place, and I thought it was the owner's dog that where we were, and I gave her a cuddle, and yeah, that was good. And then I paid for Molly to get her all shampooed and get all the fleas and ticks and whatnot off her. Molly is
thank you. I couldn't afford that. Thank you. I couldn't afford it. So thank you.
I know.
You also promised a checkup, but she never had it. Cannot afford it.
Where is he?
You promised that.
I'm walking my dog as we speak.
You promised a lot of things.
Drunk or not, it doesn't matter. I remember.
You promised a lot of things.
What did I promise?
You don't have a concept of the interests of other people around you. You think everybody is there to serve.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's your concept of reality. Your free reality.
My reality is quite
clear.
When
we were walking back 4 o'clock at night, I walked you back, made sure you were home safe, then walked back to my home.
So, I pay for that.
You paid for me walking you back in the middle of the night? What the fuck? No, that was all in Bogota. I didn't charge you for any of that. What the fuck? Only the excursion. And that you didn't pay me.
Rubbish. You are a liar. You're a deceiver.
I don't know, man. You're talking about spending $1,200 MI dollars for a month on an excursion. That's a...
No, 3 weeks. 23
days. Already paid for. I paid for it.
23 days of care. 23 days of care. Up to the airport to airport care.
I mean, I don't know. That's a pretty good deal in the U.S.
Dude. Listen. Life is pretty cheap in Colombia, and I paid $2,000. And would you believe it? 2,000 Australian, which equates to, what is that in US dollars?
1,900.
So there we go.
Well, now it's 1,900.
And then I still ended up paying for all the hotel rooms.
$1,250 US.
Yeah. I still paid for all the hotel rooms, everything, entry.
Oscar, why can't you do this for free?
Everything.
Why can't you do this for a holiday?
I paid for him too.
Why can't you do this for holidays? That's what you said to him, you bastard.
No, don't call me a bastard.
Minimum,
you're the fucking bastard.
Minimum, 2 hours of minimum salary in your country.
You're a lying Canadian.
24 day care for your sorry ass, mister.
I won't even call you a bitch. I'll call you a bastard. You son of a bitch. You are such a fucking piece of work. I wouldn't even spit on you. I wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire.
Listeners,
I wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire.
If you want to join fakeology.com and enjoy the hilarious conversation here, please do.
Give me my $2,000 back and my camera back, and then I'll forgive you, and then I'll forget all of this. But you won't do it because you are a liar and a deceiver, and you're trying to get O'Fallis over there, and I'm just warning O'Fallis, do not even remotely go and enjoy yourself up somewhere else, like up in Europe or
you
somewhere.
You were not
else.
The first excursion I organized.
Go to Holland.
Go to Holland,
because she's not Gaia's not there. Go to Holland.
None of the other people I organized excursions for have these kind of stories about me.
Okay.
You're an outlier, so Ophelis can make up his own mind.
I'm just warning her, fellas. Don't go to Holland because you know that Guy is not there. You're quite safe.
Pretty
you won't get ripped off.
For Guy to be my tour guide.
Oh, well. Good luck.
Guy,
Molly is the tour guide in the end.
If I send you money for my trip, do I have to pay for the hotel room if we go somewhere that requires a hotel room?
Good question.
It depends how we organize the excursion. If we're going to go silver mine hunting, then we have to
great question, Max.
On the fly. But if it's excursion, I can't organize before. It's good to have flexibility in places we can stay because the world is changing. It's different. I don't know about the mass growth out there. I don't know how it is to go under COVID in the rest of the world.
How much more do I have to pay for an armed guard?
Armed guard?
Just kidding. I'll bring my own gun.
If you bring your own gun, the guy's temple can say, give roll.
So what happens?
That sounded awful, didn't it? Shouldn't say that. Up you go.
What?
I said, if you've got a gun and you're going to bring your gun, hold it to a guy's head, just say, give me my $2,000 back. Or give Rollo his $2,000 back.
Oh, I'm absolutely not going to do that.
Oh, really? Have you got a hair trigger?
How much are you going to pay me to get your money for you?
It could be my hitman.
I want 80%.
I'm only joking. I don't want Guy dead.
I'm not joking. Give me 80% of funds recovery, and I'll recover your fund.
Camera. That's all. It's that simple.
That's a reasonable fee.
You're gonna be who was that guy in America that used to do that? The guy that used to
the tax spam.
Yeah. You want a
God, your mics are trash.
And you want 80%.
Yeah.
I'll give you 50. I'll give you
I want 80. 50.
You're not getting 80.
I want 80.
I'll give you 50 plus expense.
Oh, plus expenses? All right.
Sorry,
50% comes up front.
Discord.
It's because you're walking your dog and you have no signal.
Anyway, yeah, Rick and... Oh, yeah. Mine's fine.
Yeah. All right, well, Afalos is here with two people whose mics don't work because they have no internet connection because it's 2020 and the internet is getting progressively worse. Fascinating. Time to be alive.
All right. Afalos, he's still there. Yeah. Discord just shut the wobbly.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. All right, me and Rick will be back in about 8 hours' time, so if you want to come and join us, yeah, I'll catch you later. It's always good to have a bit of a back and forth with Gaia. It's probably worth $2,000 in a camera for that. See ya, bud.
Toodaloo.
Okay. Is it over? I thought I had had that for 23 days a year ago. But... The thing is, I was also talking with Wi-Fi, he is also very much open and. He first thought going with his wife, but it's perfect with you and him and me. But it depends on what you both want, and once it materializes, where we go and where we can go, what's safe. I mean, it's all kinds of factors. So it's just putting ideas out there, right? I mean, there is silver mining also closer by than more dangerous areas. And
I have no trepidations whatsoever and entirely expect you to choose a variety of interesting things. What's up? Okay. I have to dip out. If you want to throw silver mines in, that's cool. I have no idea about it. Like, I don't know. You have a much better idea of experiencing a locale than I do. I'm trash at it. I've been all over America, and I can tell you very little about every unique place I've been because it's not my skill whatsoever. And I'm happy.
But what you need is at least basic Spanish because you, same with Wi-Fi, and he's also learning. But
hola, mi llamo es Justin. ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Qué es?
¿Dónde está el hospital cercano?
No hospital.
Un chamán con tratamiento naturalista que no depende del sistema Big Pharma.
Entiendo, chamán.
That is good if we can score these things together, right? That's the time to do these kind of things because I wouldn't do that by myself. You know? We can make that together, right?
Yeah, I'll put Spanish back in my education regimen. I'll do it this weekend. I'll add it back into what I spend my hours on every day.
Well, that's the thing. That's part of the pre-excursion of away. The Colombia Truth Trail is the Spanish training with Wi-Fi. Let's make the date happening in town today. The thing is, I now realize I can teach both English and Spanish because they're not my native tongue. I couldn't teach Dutch. Not working.
People don't want you to teach your native tongue. I guess you can't teach your native tongue.
No, the opposite. Right? Because you don't understand how the language actually is and how it is to learn and so on. Because it's natural to you.
Yeah. I really want to, I've all seen the Benjamin Franklin's autobiography. A bunch of intellectuals. Like, I really need to expand my languages.
Hi, this is John French.
This is Mizum.
Joe from Atlanta.
Joe Mama.
Gaia.
I'm Buck Chair.
It's me.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Felicia. Thank you. Nice. Only just. Oh yeah, I have a bakery. Tomorrow morning, we'll go ask for donuts.
Alright, I already ate dinner. Pleasure talking to you guys. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Rollo has to come in here and be Rollo. It's like, Jesus Christ.
How can you be sorry for the behavior or misbehavior of someone else?
Because it's like reliable.
But you can understand what a roller coaster ride it is to suffer that 23 days in a row.
I mean, I don't want to say I can because I'm talking my ass, but yeah, it's unfortunate.
The thing is, It was not like that. It was the last day, the last afternoon, I had all planned here, where he would get the camera and his videos and the photos, everything.
We didn't want any of it.
If we could settle the bills of everything. And
it was a living experience.
I mean, what the fuck? The whole point of his camera was, to film his funny character here in Colombia and have that as recordings, right? And he didn't want it. What? I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And I hate that it's a constant feud. Here, it's bad for
that's why, let me talk to Rick.
It's
let
bad
me talk
for you. It's bad for him. Like, it's not good for anybody. It's utterly terrible. JLB said that. Like, there's no point. And I think it's hilarious. I think it's beautifully hilarious that you still have his camera because you personally acknowledge that it's his camera and you want to give it back to him, but you can't give it back to him until he acknowledges reality. And pays for it to go back to him. I think that's utterly hilarious and commendable to you. But
thank you.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'll talk to you probably this weekend. I'll be around all weekend.
Yes, go, man.
See you, bro.
Yeah, trust me.
And Fakeologist is awesome. Sorry to spend an hour being assholes. That's the journey on Fakeologist. You gotta sort through the muff But who doesn't like sorting through the muff? Am I right?
Indeed. It's like a movie, right? You have to sit through certain scenes. Yeah. Thank you, psychologist. I'm on radio. Tune in, then you don't have these interruptions like with Rollo. But the same level of thinking. We are a shift. Everybody ahead. Bye-bye.